Cameron Yeoman Football is on the air, live on the ranch. Fighting Yeoman Football is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Cameron Tire Store, Rattlers Convenience Stores, by Cameron Nursing Center, Texas Land Bank, by Cox AC and Heating, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, by Little River Materials, Milam Auto Supply, your CarQuest parts store, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs, by Smile at the World Orthodontics, Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning, by Anderley Lumber Company, Ebco Development, Standards Home Health and Hospice, Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer, and by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Now it's football time.
Well, tonight the Cameron Yeoman go for their second straight District 13 2A Division I win of the year on the road at Little River Academy. The Yeoman come in still ranked number 2 in the state in the AP Top 10 poll, coming off a resounding 41-7 win over Salado last week. Meanwhile, the Bumblebees come in at 2-2 on the season, 0-1 in district play, falling to McGregor last week in their district opener. Rob Reed here, joined by the coach, Ed Colley, on our pregame show from Academy. And here on the pregame, we'll talk about last week's win over Salado. We'll also preview tonight's game here in Academy, and we'll talk about the district schedule and look at the standings when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from Ebco Development. What happens when that bargain roofing job fails? Your roof leaks and your ceiling is damaged. You pay for it. That's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. Good idea? No. So why take chances? Ebco Development has been there for you since 1984. New construction, roofing, remodeling, siding, and more. Call us first. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
You need a new leaf rake for fall. You don't want to pay a lot. Anderley Lumber Company in Cameron has you covered. During October, while supplies last, get your own 30-tine poly leaf rake for just $9.99 while supplies last. And get ready for pecan season. Anderley Lumber Company has pecan pickers, crackers, and shellers too, all in stock while supplies last. Get yours now at Anderley Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron. Temperatures in the 70s as we start play here, expecting things to cool off this weekend thanks to our first cool front of the year. Rob Reed, along with the coach, Ed Colley, and our pregame coverage of Cameron Yeoman football continues here on 105.1 The Ranch. Yeoman coming off a 41-7 district opening win over Salado last week. And coach, you and I talked on the pregame show and thought that we might see the Yeoman come out a little bit sluggish, especially offensively, but that was the exact opposite. Probably the most explosive and kind of all together that the Yeoman have been offensively in the first part of a ball game this year.
Well, that's true. They were well prepared, and they came in like an oiled machine. And then Salado on their side turned that ball over to us several times and gave us great field position. So you put those two together, and a good offense is going to rack up some points.
Well, you mentioned the turnovers, and the Yeoman won the turnover game last week as opposed to being even in the first three games. And that's a conversation Coach Rhodes and I have had this season on his radio show more than one time. You want to try to be a plus two in the takeaway giveaway ratio. And really, over the first three games of the year, the Yeoman were even. They did get some takeaways, but they gave it away too, and that wasn't the case certainly last week against Salado. No interceptions, which has to be a good sign.
Absolutely, and really not putting the ball on the ground very much. And so, you know, and Salado was doing exactly the opposite, so it really made for a good game plan for the Yeoman.
does kind of help, doesn't it?
That does help.
Meanwhile, Academy lost to McGregor in their district opener, 28-6. McGregor defense in that game really dominated much of the same way that Cameron's defense handled Salado last week. Offensively, the game plan will be pretty simple, I think, tonight for Academy. And Coach, that's something that over the time that Coach Rick Rhodes has been in Cameron, it's a similar game plan a lot of teams have. unfortunately, it's been difficult to execute for other teams, and that's to try to control the ball, control the clock, and keep the ball out of the hands of the offense for the Yeoman.
Well, that's the reason you talk about. That's the reason you talk about. You've got to have a good defense to win championships, because if you go into a ball game and that other team, you've got an explosive offense, but they're over on the sideline and they're eating up the yardage and eating up the clock, then all that explosiveness is being wasted just sitting over there. You've got to have a decent defense so you can get that ball back and get it back in good field position.
All right, this morning on his radio show, Coach Rick Rhodes gave us a scouting report on the Academy offense.
You know, I think it all starts with their quarterback, number five, Grant Glendening, and he does a great job for him. Their tailback, number 12, Alex McCullough, does a great job for him. When he's in there, at times they will put in number 21, a freshman, that Cody Martinez against Gerald earlier in the year. He broke one for 99 yards. You know, he's got great speed. But they're, you know, they got a big offensive front, a very big and strong offensive front, starting with their center, number 57, Craig Orcup, their guards, Justin Ping, and then Justin Peschel at tackle. Those guys are very, very good, and then they've got a very good receiver, number 4, Luke Blevins.
Well, you look at some of the numbers offensively for the Bees, and Coach mentioned Alex McCullough, the sophomore running back. Also found out he was a little banged up from last week. Not sure exactly how much we'll see of him tonight. 325 yards on the season with a pair of touchdowns. He's also caught the ball five times. They don't throw the football a whole lot, Coach. 45 attempts over the first four games of the season. Grant Glendening, the senior quarterback, 20 of 45 on the year for 465 yards. Three touchdowns and three interceptions. And then wide receiver Luke Blevins, four receptions for 150 yards and a touchdown. And again, you heard Coach Rhodes talking about the fact they'll like to use that freshman running back some too. He's been explosive over the course of the season. I know he came in and had a 99-yard run against Gerald earlier in the season. So they do have some explosiveness, but when it comes right down to it, this is just they're a young football team, and some of that has showed over the first four games of the year.
And they're primarily a ground-oriented running football team, and the passing yards comes after you line up there and try to stop them from running. Then they're going to come up with play action and try to go deep on your complete passes. So, it really bothers me that a freshman is having to play as much as he is, even though he's explosive and everything else, because on this varsity level, at this level, he's going to take a pounding.
Yes, sir. Well, on defense, Academy will play with much of the same look that the Yeomen do, that 3-4 look. Again, Rhodes gave us a scouting report on the Bumblebees' defense this morning from his radio show.
You know, if you're familiar with Cameron Yeoman football, I think that you'll be very familiar with their defense. Their defense is very, very similar to ours. They're a 3-4 front, cover two behind it, cover four behind it. They're very sound fundamentally, very, very sound fundamentally. And their linebackers are inside linebackers that come downhill, you know, play the run very, very good. It's very hard to get behind them in the secondary. Last year we were able to get them on a couple of play action plays, but in watching video this year, I think that's going to be very tough because their safeties are really backpedaling out, and it's going to be hard to get behind them, you know, this year. Up front, you know, I think probably their best defensive lineman is number 70, Grayson Eaton, a big kid that plays nose guard for him, very physical kid. Inside linebackers, they're led by number 25, DeMario Victorian, who plays tough and is really, you know, a good tackler, good inside linebacker for him. Their secondary is very good. I think, as we mentioned earlier, I think the number 21 plays free safety for him, Cody Martinez. Mm-hmm. He does a good job for him, has great speed back there.
All right, and you hear Coach Rhodes talk about the 3-4 look, basically the same thing. When you were coaching, Coach, make it a whole lot easier preparing for somebody that runs the same kind of stuff you do defensively?
Well, it does, because of the way your people that are helping you prepare, your junior varsity or your B team folks, you don't have to try to teach them to do something different. You can just put them in the alignments and they already know what to do. So, yeah, when you're going against someone who does exactly what you do, it's very helpful.
All right, coming up here on the pregame show, we'll look at the district standings in 13-2A Division 1 And we'll check the schedule for tonight as well. Back in 60 seconds here, this is Cameron, the Omaha Football on the Ranch.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Time to leave your air-conditioned workplace, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home. Although if you're not too sure about that last part, it's obviously time to call Cox's Heating and AC and make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. A Lennox system is built for efficiency and savings. Just call 254-697-4252 today. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Continuing coverage of Cameron Yeoman football continues here on the Ranch tonight. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, as we are about 7 minutes away from kickoff here tonight as the second-ranked Yeoman travel to Glover Stadium in Academy to take on the Bumblebees and a look at the district standings after 1 week. Cameron, Lago Vista, Marlon, McGregor all pick up opening week wins last week, while Academy, Florence, Salado, and Troy all come up on the short end. Game of the week this week in District 13-2A is a game that we'll be hopefully getting some score updates on throughout the night so we can keep you updated on how Lago Vista and McGregor are coming out. Those two teams are the next two opponents for the Yeoman, and certainly those three teams, Cameron, McGregor, and Lago Vista, picked is kind of what we've been calling the big three out of 13-2A Division One. Not to say that some of these other teams are not going to play a role at some point down the stretch of the season, but again, Lago Vista had Troy last week. They've got McGregor tonight, and then they've got Cameron next week, and the Yeoman facing that same kind of schedule as they've got Lago Vista coming up next week, followed by McGregor and then Troy. So both of those teams really running through a three-game stretch that's tough. And as soon as you get done on with work tonight, you go right back to work and get ready for that next one and try to get your kids refocused again for that next big game because they're all three big ones in a row.
That's correct. And, you know, we the reason we say they're the big three is because they're the three that probably their program and their experience and everything else coming back would on paper would look like those are the three teams that are, you know, are going to be the contenders. And you mentioned those other teams are going to be spoilers, because I'm going to tell you there's some other teams in here that play good football on some Friday nights. They're not real consistent, but if they catch you on a certain night, they can beat you. And so any of these top three better be ready to play ball.
All right, and of course Cameron and Lago Vista, that's next week's game. Two teams that have some recent history. They played in the semifinals 2 years ago in 2010 at the University of Texas, and you can bet there's some players on this team, there's some players on their team that were parts of those team, and they remember, and that was a great football game.
It was. It was a great ball game, and it played down at in Austin at University of Texas, and it was a wonderful. Of course, we won. That made it even better.
That made better. It better, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great game.
All right, we're just minutes away from the opening kickoff here. Cameron at Academy, McGregor at Lago Vista, Troy is at Florence, and Marlon is at Salado. That's the district schedule for the night tonight. We've got the opening kickoff. Teams are about to meet at midfield for the coin toss. Take a 60-second timeout, and we're right back.
Box this Saturday at the Cameron Arts and Crafts Fair. Lots of fall items on sale, like boots, tunics, pants, jewelry, scarves, and so much more. And stop by the Bling Box for great savings all week long. It's the Fall Festival Madness Sale going on now at the Bling Box, downtown 111 North Central in Cameron, and this Saturday at the Cameron Arts and Crafts Fair at the Cameron Park. And remember, you can now find the Bling Box online at theblingboxonline.com.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Label Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Label Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
And good evening and welcome to Academy, Texas, as the coin toss is being held at midfield. Our coin toss tonight brought to you by Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron. The Cameron Yeomen win the toss. They elect to defer and will be moving from our right to left when they do have the ball. No, actually, the Yeomen will receive. Yeah. And we'll get the ball first, moving from our right to left here in the first quarter of play. Tonight's national anthem just moments away. And we'll take a quick 30-second break. Be back with that and the opening kickoff. You're listening to Cameron Yeomen Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes, too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle today. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer. 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
And welcome back as we are moments away here from the national anthem. Will be performed by the Academy Marching Band tonight. The colors are in, I guess that is the east end zone, as this field lies east and west here in Academy. The national anthem. Well, our apologies. Our microphone must be under the stadium. But tonight's national anthem performed by the Academy Marching Band. And we're moments away from the opening kickoff here tonight between the Cameron Yeomen and the Academy Bees. The Yeomen, of course, ranked number 2 in the state in Class 2A. And coming in with a perfect 4-0 mark. The Bees are 2-2 coming into this one tonight. And as we saw or witnessed last year, Coach, the Bees can be an exciting team down the stretch.
Well, they can, and they have the kind of offense that is necessary to give the Cameron Yeomen some fits if they can maintain, if their offense can maintain the ball and eat up the clock and some yardage and put points on the board. But their defense is going to have to be able to try to hold down this high-powered Cameron offense, and that's going to be a chore.
Well, tonight marks the midway point for the regular season.
It's hard to believe.
It really is for both of these teams, and all the teams, I guess, had their open date already, and we are into full swing of this 18 district race you are on. Oh, I need to turn your transmitter on. And the Cameron Yeomen will receive. They'll move from our right to left here in the first quarter of play. Zach Feltz back to receive along with Tyler Sapp. As the Bees will tee it up. And doing the kicking chores.
Number 80.
For Academy is Eric
Biggin.
Biggin. All right. Beautiful night for high school football. That front is not here yet. Should arrive sometime after midnight tonight. But very nice night for high school football at any rate.
Well, all the Cameron Yeomen fans are here. I know that.
Yeah, there's a slew of them that have filled up the visitor seats. A high kickoff that's going to be fielded with a fair catch at the 30-yard line. As the Cameron Yeomen offense will put it into play from their own 30.
What that tells me is, right off the bat, they did not want to see the speed of the Cameron Yeoman running around in the open field.
So Kapreva and company come to the field. He will send Colton Shelton wide to the right, along with Denio. It is Sheffield and Sims to the near side. Ball on the far hash mark as the Yeoman move right to left here in the first quarter. Kapreva alone in the backfield. Five wideouts. And he will take the snap and hand off to Denio coming around. But the Academy Bees had that snuffed out for maybe a loss of a yard. Forward progress will give him no gain. And it's second down and 10. Coach, we see these teams come out with a lot of emotion against the Yeoman first few minutes of the game. And you kind of expect that with that number two ranking, just a bullseye on their back.
Absolutely.
Trips come to the near side, one man wide to the right. And a quick pass out to the near side to Sims. He cuts up field, trips up, and is down at the 35-yard line. A gain of five on the catch and run by Aaron Sims. Good to have you aboard. I know we have a lot of people listening to us by way of radio in the stands tonight. We've even had some, by the way, Rob, we've had some requests to keep folks up to date on the Rangers tonight. So, trips go to the wide side of the field. One man to the near side. Kapreva will hand off. No, around a reverse to Sims, and he's got open field. Almost breaks it. But he's tripped up to the 49-yard line. That is a 14-yard gain by Aaron Sims and a first and 10 for the Yeoman. Well, he's electrifying when he gets in the open
field.
Yes,
sir, he is.
Very fast, and he was just a shoestring away from breaking that one. Twins to both sides. Denio in the backfield. Ball between the hash marks at the 49-yard line. And Kapreva wants to throw. Quick pass right side. Too tall for Zach Feltz. And it's second and 10. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, Yeoman being a 10, you'd probably rank this field about a 7. A good bit of wear and tear on the crown. There is a sand spot down at the 20-yard line. I guess that was to fill up maybe a mud hole or something. But all in all, not in bad shape. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. Second down and 10 from the 49. Kapreva dropping back and now hits the crawfish to Colton Sheffield. Breaks the tackle, comes to the near sideline, racing down the sideline. Now cuts inside at the 20, avoids another man at the 10, and is tripped up at the 6-yard line. Great running after the catch by Colton Sheffield.
44 yards.
That was the crawfish screen that Sheffield made happen after the catch for 44 yards, and the Yeoman set up first and goal at the 7. We'll take it to the sideline.
All right, you got me, huh?
I got you.
All right. First and goal from the 7-yard line as Kapreva has Denio to his left. Three men wide right lined up on the near hash mark. Here's Kapreva on a keeper, and he'll bust it inside the 5 down to about the 4-yard line. By the way, we will keep you updated on the Rangers, unless it's really bad, and then I'm not going to update you. We'll also have updates from McGregor and Lago Vista throughout the night as well. So second and goal now as they spot the ball down at about the 3-yard line. Kapreva out of the gun with Denio to his right. Twin receivers to each side of the field now. Out of the gun. Kapreva back to pass. Throws quickly over the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Feltz.
So a 3-yard strike from Kapreva to Feltz in the opening drive of this one. And just like that, the Yeoman are up 6-0 with the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point coming up. Michael Yvonne out to do the chores. Boy, it's just a fuzzy feeling to see Yvonne out there, isn't it?
It is. Good to have him back.
Shelton will hold. And the snap, the put down, the kick up is good. And the Yeoman strike first in their opening drive. And lead at 7-0. We'll recap that scoring drive for you when we come back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Just because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
All right, Edgar Luna tees it up for the Yeoman. And back to receive the kickoff is Alex McCullough and Cody Martinez. Martinez, the freshman backup running back for the Bees. And Luna boots it, and it will be fielded by Martinez at about the 10-yard line. Martinez up the left side, breaks a tackle. He's into the open. He's across midfield and is run down from behind down at the Yo 41-yard line.
Did a good job of blocking that time and a good job of running as the Bumblebees really opened up a lane for him to run through.
So they'll start this one in the short end of the field. The Bees have it at the Yo 41-yard line. First and 10. And the Bees will send one man wide to the right side. That is Luke Blevins. I formation, power I formation behind Glendening. And he wants to throw. Evans, he's got it at the 35. Breaks a tackle to the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. And a flag comes in at the end of the play. We'll see what the flag is. As Blevins made the reception on a quick flare pass out to the right side and picks up about 14 yards. And this one's going to go against the Yeoman. They're going to bottom the big one. Was that a face mask?
Yes.
And that moves the ball down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. First and 10 for the Bees. Glendening under center. I formation behind him. And he will toss left side. And about 3 yards inside the 10 to the 9-yard line goes Alex McCullough. And it will be second down and 7 for the Bees at the 9, and we'll take it back downstairs.
All right, well, we talked about the youth of this academy team. Martinez, the freshman. McCullough's just a sophomore. They've got 10 sophomores on this roster. And it's going to be second down and about 6 to go as Glendening goes under center. He'll toss it. This is Martinez, the freshman, running left, and he takes a big hit. Gets down to about the 6-yard line on that play.
Yeah, I'm not sure who delivered that blow, but it was a
big one.
Pretty good blow to Martinez, and he's going to the sidelines.
So Glendening, the senior quarterback, might be the only senior on their offense. The rest of them juniors and sophomores, as they'll come to the line of scrimmage. Call it third down and 2. From the 5-yard line. Again, an offset I formation. Here is a handoff running right side. This is McCullough again, and not much there. Maybe a yard, as it looks like Josh Smitherman, Samari Wright in on that tackle. And possibly, I think Denzel Haynes getting up off the bottom of the stack, too. So they did pick up enough for the first down, apparently. So it'll be first and goal with the ball spotted at about the 2. Thought it might have been close enough to measure, but they grant them the first down, and it's first and goal. So the O defense right away with their backs up against the wall. Spot the ball at the two-yard line, and it's an I formation behind the senior quarterback, Glenn Denning. He'll take the snap, hand it off right side. McCullough's got blockers, and he's in. Sneaks into the end zone for a Bumblebee touchdown. It's 7-6.
All right, the 41-yard drive capped by that 3-yard run.
And how big was the face mask penalty there?
Yeah. And the Yeoman can't pitch a shutout, and now they are the Bees are an extra point away from tying this one up. As McCullough will do the holding, and the kick is up, and it's good. And with 7:12 left in the first quarter, each team has traded scores. We're all tied up at 7. We're back to Academy right after this.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
We are back as the Academy Bumblebees answer the Yeoman 70-yard drive with a 41-yard drive of their own after the Martinez return to the 0-41. A face mask penalty helped the drive along, and a five-play scoring drive for the Bees tied up at 7. And Zach Feltz and Austin Christie are back to receive the kickoff.
It'll be interesting to see if they continue that trend. What they came out is an I formation with a wing set and two tight ends, and everything they ran except for the last play was away from the strength of the formation. So they're trying to get the defense to shift over strong.
High, short kick angle to the far side this time. It was going to be caught and down the sidelines, up across the 50, inside the 40, a fumble, but he falls on it at about the 35-yard line. What appeared to be routine fair catch kick. I never saw who made that. Oh, that was Keaton Denial, no wonder.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to fair catch nothing.
No, he's not.
Keaton Denial makes the catch and rumbles down the Academy sideline to the 35-yard line, and now the Yeoman have a short field to work with. .702 remaining in the first quarter. Yo offense back on the field. By the way, that first scoring drive, a Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, took 7 plays for the Yeoman to go 70 yards. A 44-yard crawfish screen from Capriva to Sheffield down to the 7-yard line set up the score, a 3-yard TD catch by Zach Feltz. Here's the snap. Quick pass left side to Feltz. He's got it across the 30 down to the – they'll mark him down right at the 30 for a 5-yard catch and run by Zach Feltz.
Update from Arlington. The Rangers trail 1-0 in the first.
That didn't take long.
That's the last bad one I'm giving. If it gets any worse, I'm not giving you the score.
Second down and 5 for the Yeoman from the Academy 30. Twins to both sides. Denio in the backfield with Capriva. And the snap and the handoff to Denio coming near side. Turns the corner. And he's down inside the 25. Lowers his head. Does some damage to about the 23-yard line. That'll move the chains for the Yeoman. First and 10 from the Academy 23-yard line. The Yeoman on the move once again. They'll send Sims and Sheffield near side. Twins go wide right as well as the Yeoman again moving left to right or right to left here in the first quarter. Capriva and in and out of the hands of Aaron Sims down around the 18-yard line.
That's a little bit high.
And it is second down and 10. Yeah, you got to bring it down a little bit. Although Sims makes up for his height with his springs. Well, it's still a little bit too tall for him to haul in, and it's 2nd and 10. Zach Feltz comes to the near side along with Sheffield this time. It's Sims and Shelton wide to the right. From the Academy 23-yard line, 2nd down and 10. Capriva wants to throw again. Now it's a draw handoff to Keaton Anayo. Avoids one collision in the backfield, breaks another tackle, and is finally down at the 20-yard line. They'll mark him at the 21, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 8 for the Yeoman.
Well, that was a pretty magical run by Keaton. He did a lot of work to pick up a couple of yards there. Was really wrapped up when he got the handoff on that draw play.
Well, so far, everything we've tried to run inside the tackles has been shut down. So it looks like we plan on staying outside and throwing the ball.
Twins again to both sides as Capriva will take the snap, looking left and downfield into the end zone as Sheffield. He makes the catch, hauls it in.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and they're calling him out of bounds. A beautiful catch. And, you know, he got robbed of a touchdown last week
He just got robbed of another one. He had that foot down.
He had it in, his feet were inbounds. It looked like a foot from up here.
Not even close.
Well, the nearest official was still on the line of scrimmage when he made the catch.
Wow.
And he had to go jogging off down the field 25 yards to make the call.
Wow, great catch. Great acrobatic catch by Sheffield. He got robbed. You can see the picture on our website last week.
I bet you're going to be able to see this one, too.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant. It is 4th down and 8, and the Yeomen are going to try to put a three-pointer on the board here with Michael Eve on the ball, dead between the hash marks. The tee will be down at the 27-yard line, a 37-yard attempt from Michael Evon. Here's the snap, the hole, the kick is up. It's a beauty, and it is...
Wide left.
Wide left.
Not much wide.
But the Bees have held, and now they've got the ball, and we're all tied up at 7. The spot of the ball will come back to... the 20, I guess, which was the line of scrimmage. Just outside the 20.
Well, that's a real shame, I guarantee you, because he had both feet in.
Yeah.
He didn't have to have but one. Had the ball, did not juggle it, and the guy is 25 yards away on the line of scrimmage and then has to run off down there and rule that it was out of bounds.
So the Bees come to the line of scrimmage, wants to throw again, almost picked off at the line of scrimmage. Oh, my, that was Michael Gellner who had to think quick. He went tall and had both hands on the ball on the intended pass out here to, I think that was probably Blevins. And it goes incomplete, 2nd down and 10. Crum will call at the 21-yard line. By formation. Behind Glendening, and he will toss right side, and the tailback just lowers his head, bangs his way up to about the 25-yard line. That was Jose
Giral.
Giral.
Well, I just got to look. What is going on? I just got to look at the pictures from our photographers down here on the sideline. I'm going to have to overrule that on further review.
Overrule the officials or what we thought?
Yeah, just like we saw.
Yeah.
Possession.
Well, hopefully by the end of the night. By the end of the night, hopefully that won't matter. One back in the backfield. A man comes in motion as Glendening goes under center, hands off, hit at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Yeah, nice job in there, Gellner and Smitherman teaming up.
And it is 4th down and 5.
Glendening nearly tripped and fell before he could get that handoff given up.
Well, for a quick three and out this time by the Bees. And once again, we see this emotion that these teams play with initially against the Yeoman, but when the dust settles, reality sets in. Hopefully that's what's happening here as the Yeoman will send Tyler Sapp and Zach Feltz back to receive this punt. And should come out of this in good field position. As there's some holding right there and no flag. And the catch is by Tyler. He hands off to Phelps. Phelps loses ground going back the other way. And now there's a flag against the Yeoman as Phelps is down the sidelines inside the 35 and down to about the 25-yard line. But, again, they missed the holding that would have allowed us to block the punt.
And how do you looking do you not
right
see
at
that?
It. I don't know.
He's looking right at it and didn't do a thing.
And then they get two flags on an illegal block downfield against the Yeoman.
Same guy that was at the line of scrimmage when the ball gets thrown to the end zone. Enough said. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You didn't mean that, did you?
When it's just a judgment call, that's one thing. But when you look up and see it, or you're out of position and cannot see it, it's tough to go with any call that they make.
Yeah. Well, they're going to bring the block in the back, I guess.
Yeah, that's going
to
be the
back to the 49-yard line and mark it off from there. So the Yeoman will have it instead of inside the Academy 30. They will have it at their own 39-yard line, first and 10. So all of a sudden, and we're not crybabies here, these are flagrant miscalls by the officials. But nonetheless, it is what it is, and the Yeoman are good enough to overcome these things.
Well, we've never really been critical of the officials when it's just been a decision, but when you're not in position to make a call, or when you're standing right there watching it take place and don't throw a flag, that's a little different.
Okay, well, out of position the first time, in position that time, just didn't make the call.
That's right.
Trips to the near side, one man wide right. That is Colton Shelton. As the Yeoman will have it for the third time tonight. They're 1-1 in their scoring drives. One out of two, that is. Quick pass, left side. That is Sims. Sims tries to find a seam and gets up to about the 41-yard line for a gain of three. Second down and give him two. Second and eight. Ball just inside or just outside the Yo 40-yard line. Approaching 3 minutes here in the first quarter. 7-7 is our score as the Yeoman will send trips wide to the right. Sheffield along wide to the near side. And this looks like a free play. Flags as Shelton makes the catch on a knee up at the 49-yard line.
Sheffield,
yeah.
Easy to get the Colton Shelton and the Colton Sheffield.
Yeah, and the Colton Labai, which thank goodness he doesn't play a lot of offense.
And thank goodness his last name's not Schmidt.
Well, Sheffield got just a yard more than he needed for the first down. That'll move the chains as the Yeoman have a first and 10 at their own 49-yard line.
Here's something that'll make you go, ooh, McGregor leads Lago Vista 14-0.
Ooh.
Told you.
Yeah. It ain't over yet. Sheffield and Christie wide near side. Sims and Shelton wide right. First and 10 from the Yo 49-yard line. And the little bubble screen again to Sheffield. But he is hit at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Well, they may even, you know, give him a forward progress yard there, but that's it. Ball spotted right at midfield. Second down and a long nine for the Yeoman.
That's about as close to 10 as a 9 can get.
Well, that's a half yard.
Okay.
Maybe not quite a half. Again, twins to both sides. Ball at midfield. And Capriva wants to throw again, this time looking a little deeper. Flushed and still looking. Now across the middle, in and out of the hands of one receiver, Colton Sheffield. Keaton Denio is also back there. Looked like it might have even been intended for him. And it's third down and 9. All tied up at 7 here in Academy. McGregor leading Lago 14-0. I'm sure that's an emotional game where the dust will settle too. Trips go wide right. Sheffield alone near side. He's already been robbed of a touchdown. And Capriva dropping straight back, pumps once, and now Sheffield's long downfield, and he is overthrown.
Missed him.
Just too tall. That pump fake by Capriva it frees up those deep routes 9 times out of 10, and Sheffield was there.
A little shaken up.
But he made a diving effort for it and just couldn't come up with it as it was a bit too tall, and it's 4th down and 9 for the Yeoman. Yeah, it looked like he might have.
I think he just knocked the air out of him.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
stretched out when he hit that ground.
Well, again, he's already truly been robbed of one touchdown tonight. Here's the punt by Capriba. Angled to the far side, hits at the 13, and is downed immediately by Zach Feltz at about the 12. 1:31 remaining in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 7. The Yeoman have had the ball 3 times and 1 touchdown to show for it. A missed 37-yard field goal and then a punt. The Bees will start this at their own 12-yard line with 1:31 left in the first quarter.
Now's when the Cameron defense needs to come up and get the ball back right now and get them great field position again.
I guess that more like the 13-yard line. And Glenn Denning will come to the line of scrimmage under center with a power eye behind him, and he'll hand off the fullback. Welcome, Edgar Luna. That was a brick wall, and it wasn't just standing still. It was moving the other direction.
And if Edgar wasn't enough, Denzel Haynes was in on it, too, in the bottom of that pile.
Well, that was about the toughest loss of 1 yard that running back will see. 2nd down and 11. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. This time, Blevins goes wide left as Glendening goes under center again with an eye formation behind him. He wants to throw, looking deep for Blevins, and it is caught. Was he in bounds? He was in bounds at the 35-yard line, and it'll move the chains for the Bees. About a 25-yard strike there from Glendening to Blevins. Ball at the 34-yard line, 1st and 10. The Bees decked out in that dark green on green with, and here is a toss right side, and down at the 40-yard line after about a 6-yard gain is Jose Giral, and it's 2nd down and 4, maybe a 5-yard gain, 6-yard. Moving left to right here in the first quarter. 9 seconds remaining. And now the clock is ticking. That'll be the end of the first quarter of play. The Bees have battled the Yeoman to a tie after 1 period of play. We're all knotted up at 7. We're back to Academy in just a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Discover the many services that Standards Home Health can provide for you or a loved one in need of in-home health care. Like skilled nursing care, home health aides, cardiac recovery, pulmonary recovery, physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy services. And for those difficult times, they provide compassionate hospice care. Standards Home Health, raising the standards for in-home health care in the state of Texas. Call today for a free in-home consultation, 1-888-671-7007.
Well, this drive started back at the Academy 13-yard line, and a 25-yard strike from Glendening to Blevins gives the Bees breathing room out to about the 40-yard line, where it'll be 2nd down and 4 for the Bumblebees as we get underway here in the second quarter.
Rangers update.
Uh-oh.
Ian Kinsler scores, bottom of the first, 1-1.
All right. I knew it was good. It had to be good news.
Yeah. I'm only delivering good news
all
tonight.
Right.
No bad news.
Right. Well, tonight's first quarter was brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Cameron. And again, after 1 quarter of play, we're all tied up at 7. The Bees, again, green on green with white stripes down the underarms and their gold trim with dark green hats, kind of a Baylor green. The Cameron Yeoman white on white with maroon trim and white hats. their visiting uniforms. Second down and four for the Bees. Wing right, I formation behind Glendening. He will hand off to the tailback. Hit and spins free and up to about the 43-yard line. Goes McCulloch, and it sets up a third down and a short two for the Bees. Academy hanging tough with the Cameron Yeoman. Third down and two. They need just almost to mid to all, almost to the 45-yard line for a first down. Again, wing left, I formation behind Glendening. And he will hand off again. Fumble on the handoff, and the Yeoman, I'm not sure. Does the Yeoman get it?
Yeah. I think that's Carranza who was able to pop down on it quickly.
It was. Adam Carranza, they call him AC.
That's a big play right
and
there.
And the Yeoman have the ball at midfield after the first turnover of the night.
Yeah, because it looked like they had picked it up. Well, they need a long yard, maybe two.
Well, the hole was there, just the handoff wasn't.
So it is first and 10 for the Yeoman now, going the other way. They will be heading east to west toward the clock end zone here at Academy Field in the second quarter. Twins come near side. Trips come near side. One man wide left is Sheffield. And Capriva wants to throw. Steps back. Has all the time in the world. Deep downfield. Wide open is Colton Shelton. He makes the catch. He's at the five. And double teamed at the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Yeoman. A 47-yard strike from Capriva to Shelton, who was left all alone across the middle of the field.
Yeah, he was so open, I think it surprised everybody, Capriva and Shelton included.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. That offensive line didn't let anybody get near Capriva. He had all the time in the world to throw it.
All right, down to you.
First and goal from the three. With three men wide right, Capriva will take the snap, and he's going to keep it and follow Denio. Did he get in?
Well, one official wanted to call him in.
Yeah.
The other one says no.
That's the same guy that missed the first two calls back in the first quarter. Whoops.
Yeah.
Second and goal from just outside the goal line in a 7-7 ball game with 10:24 remaining here in the early second quarter. And he'll send Shelton, Christie, and Feltz to the right side, three men. Sheffield to the left side. Denio stands to the left of Capriva. It's an option play. Capriva keeps it, and he'll muscle his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
All right, the Yeoman strike quickly after the turnover. They go 50 yards in three plays, capped by a one-yard run by Capriva over left guard. And, of course, the big play in that one was the connection from Capriva to Shelton, a 47-yarder down to the 3-yard line. There's your Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive. Three plays, 50 yards. Monomoto Carquest extra point coming up as Michael Ivan will boot it through. He is one for one on point afters tonight, and now he is two for two. And with a 10:03 remaining in the first half, the Cameron Yeoman and pulled back out in front. It's 14-7. We're back to Academy in a moment.
Here's some common sense financial tips from Main Street. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Build your credit. Use it wisely. Become very good at what you do. Do it a lot. These are the common sense financial basics. These apply to the individual, family, business, city, state, and nation alike. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Do you need tire rotation, brake replacement, or an oil change? Then you need to stop by and let the certified service department at Stanley Lynn Autoplex go to work for you. Stanley Lynn Autoplex has expertly trained mechanics ready to answer your questions and provide you with fantastic friendly service. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 8 to noon. Stanley Lynn Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lynn Autoplex.
And we are back to Academy, where the Yeomen have regained the lead 14-7 with 10:03 remaining in the second quarter. On a 50-yard drive that only took them three plays to find pay dirt. And Edgar Luna tees it up for the Yeomen. And he will boot it away. High and deep, Cody Martinez at the 6-yard line. And he takes it to the far side and now cuts up field, and he is hit and spun down at the 19-yard line, and that's where the Bees will have it.
Couple of score updates. Marlin leads Salado 3-0. Troy over Florence 7-0. And as we mentioned earlier, McGregor leading Lago Vista 14-0, all second quarter scores.
Well, they ooch it up to the 20, and that's where the Academy will have it first and 10, 80 yards away. I heard Coach Rhodes say this morning that what they're going to try to do is milk every play, every part of the play clock on every play, try to slow down the pace of this game. And for the most part, they're taking that play clock down under 10 seconds nearly every time. One man wide right, I formation, handoff to McCulloch, I believe, and he is hit hard at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Randall Lane. Yeah, you know, and I think Academy has probably thrown the ball more than we thought they would coming in through that first quarter of play anyway.
Well, he's thrown three times and completed two of them for 38 yards, but they've been out there to that one receiver, Bevins. Other than that, it's been pound the ball up inside.
And this time wide to the right goes Caleb Hill. And the I formation behind Glendening, who goes under center and will hand off to the tailback right side. He's hit, but spins free and gets about 3 or 4 yards running backwards up across the 25 to the 26-yard line.
Pretty tough run by McCullough.
Yeah, he'll actually go to the 27-yard line where it's third down and two. And now Blevins brings the play in to Glendening. And we'll go wide to the right. And now the tailback is Jose Giral. As he gets the toss right side and cuts up field, got the first as he dives up to about the 31-yard line. And that'll move the chains for the Academy Bumblebees. You know, it's going to wake up in the morning and it's going to be in the 50s.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
I'm looking for the high tomorrow, not necessarily.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the, what, the 60s?
Upper 60s, yeah. Low 70s tomorrow.
And by the
even
way,
cooler Sunday.
Arts and Crafts Fair Day in Cameron tomorrow. Make your plans to go out. It's going to be nice and cool. Great day for it. I formation as Glendening throws long down the right sideline, and this one is caught across midfield down to the 49-yard line. That was Riley Edwards on the receiving end of that. I'm not sure who the Yo defender was on that, but he sure was trying to shield the vision of Edwards. Somehow Edwards came down with it, and it's first and 10 for the Bumblebees at the Yo 49-yard line. Again, one man wide right, I formation, and again, pass, but this time Glendening has to tuck it and run. And he gets back up to about the 46-yard line, a gain of two. And it's second down and 8. 8 minutes remaining in the half. Yeoman lead it 14-7. McCullough brings the play in to Glendening. And he will line up in the tailback slot. as the only back behind Glendening, who goes under center with a double wing. One of the wings in motion, and McCullough gets the call. Right side, breaks into the secondary and all the way inside the 40 to the 35-yard line.
12 tough yards.
And it's first and 10 again for the Bumblebees. This drive started back at their own 20-yard line.
Well, they keep pounding the ball up inside right at us, and then they come up and throw the fade pattern to that one-on-one to the outside, and so far it's been very effective.
14-7, the Yeomen lead it. The Bees on the move, wing left, I formation. And this is a toss to Cody Martinez. He is wrapped up by Edgar Luna for a big loss, and a flag comes in from the secondary. That was a huge loss as Edgar Luna just swallows up the freshman running back.
He broke to the left, and as soon as he looked up, Edgar was eating him, just gobbled him right there. What's the call?
Well, apparently the
chop block.
Yeah, the option lies with the Yeoman, and the Yeoman will decline it after the big loss. Well, now they're moving the ball back to the 41-yard line. It was initially spotted by the official at the tackle back at the 43. So now the coaches are wondering why that's the case.
I'll tell you what, they're having the head linesman is the guy we've been having difficulty with all evening, and so Coach Rhodes is out there trying to get an explanation about this spot.
And he's got an official timeout to discuss this. The official that was on top of the tackle marked the ball at the 43. The line judge,
I don't think,
had the spot at the 41. It's a 2-yard difference, but I think at this point it's the principal.
Well, it is.
Because there is absolutely nothing in the way of the Zebras that are going your way.
Well, I hate to be critical, but this guy, it's like he's not even watching this game. You tack that on to the other two calls that happened earlier in the night.
Yeah, I mean, in this instance, Edgar Luna swallowed up Martinez back at the 43. I mean, Martinez, he didn't even see the 41-yard line. But that's where they spotted the ball, and we'll go from there. It's still a huge loss of 6 yards. It's second down and 16 now for the Bees.
Wow.
But now the head ref is...
Yeah, I was about to say, the white hat is now explaining something to Mike Nichols and his staff, so they may move this one back.
No.
Yeah, they're gonna leave the spot. But, you know, maybe the squeaky wheel gets some grease. I don't know, but we haven't gotten any grease yet.
A couple of more updates out of the district. 17-0 now, McGregor.
Wow.
Troy is up 14-6.
Wide receivers to both sides, and from the gun goes Glendening this time, and he drops straight back with four receivers going deep. He is going to be hit and sacked back at the 47-yard line. They're going to give him the 46. That's even a yard more generous than where he actually went down.
Well, he evaded the first man, but then Denzel Haynes was waiting on him after he ducked and got out of the pocket.
It's third down and 21.
Another big loss. 1-1. They're in the second in Arlington. Rangers and Orioles all tied up at one.
That particular play, the Bees sent four receivers deep. And they'll line up in the same formation with wideouts to both sides and Glendening from the shotgun. He's got Martinez in the backfield. He will hand off to Martinez. And Martinez is down immediately at the handoff back at midfield. Jonathan Riggs swallowed up Martinez.
They better stay in the I formation.
Yeah. Well, there was a bad Glendening got the snap. It was a little bit high, and then he really panicked trying to get the ball down to get it to him, and by then the Yeomen were all over it.
Yeah, it's fourth down and 25. The punting unit is on. And none of that was penalty yardage. That 15 yards of loss, all yo defense. McCullough, the punt is blocked going back the other way. Oh, my goodness. Edgar Luna picks it up.
Edgar blocked it.
Yeah.
And then it bounced through a Yeoman defender's hands, and then Luna got it.
Well, Josh Smitherman will lose sleep on that one.
Bounced right over his head.
He saw 6 points on that one. But it comes back to Luna, who takes it down to the 26-yard line, and the Yeomen have it first and 10 with another short field. First and 10 for the Yeomen at the Academy 26-yard line. That drive was looking pretty impressive, Coach. It started back at the Academy 20. They had it down to the Yo 30-yard line at one point.
Tell you what, Edgar Luna has been close all season to blocking one, and he really got a good one that time.
Ball is at the 26, 5:09 remaining in the first half. Twin receivers go to both sides for Capriva. Offsides, free play. Here is flags fly. Pump once, long downfield, wide open, and Zach Feltz can't haul it in. That was a beautiful pass by Capriva.
Well, they faked the screen to Colton Shuffield coming inside, and all the secondary took it, and who is that who's running?
Feltz
was wide open.
And a strike by Capriva that just Feltz can't handle in the end zone. But it was a free play because Capriva immediately recognized that the Academy Bees had jumped off sides. That gives those quarterbacks the fuzzy feeling.
Yes, it does.
Because you can't be hurt. First down and 5 after the penalty's marked off. Trip receivers come near side for the Yeoman. The handoff is to Denio, coming right side, and he has got lots of room. Cuts upfield inside the 10, the 5, and he scores. Touchdown, Keaton Denio.
26 yards.
There you go, Keaton.
Well, the Yeoman have been passing, and this time Keaton found the soft spot in the defense and made one move at the 10-yard line to coast into the end zone, and the Yeoman are up 20-7 with 4:52 remaining.
Let's give those wide receivers some credit because every one of those secondary people that was near where Denial was running was blocked. They could not get off their block to get to him.
And here is the Milam Auto Carquest extra point as Shelton will hold for Michael Ebon. The kick is up. It's a low knuckler, and it's no good. So the extra point fails, but the Yeomen go up 20-7 on a two-play, 26-yard drive. The 26 yards all came on a Keaton Denio gallop. And with 4:52 remaining in the half, 20-7 Yeoman, we're back to Academy in just a moment.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Shuffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Shuffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Coach, I suspect that the defense will use some timeouts here, possibly and preserve the clock, try to get another score before the half.
Oh, I would think so.
Back to receive the kickoff, Cody Martinez and Alex McCullough, the two running backs for the Bees, as Edgar Luna tees it up again with a 20-7 lead and just under 5 minutes to play. And here we go as Luna takes his two-step drop back, kicks it high and shallow. It's going to be fielded at about the 30 by Blevins. Blevins is up to the 30. That was a 20, and he gets up to about the 28-yard line.
There was no place to go. It was all white and green jerseys piled up there in a line. He had no place to go.
And the Bumblebees will have it first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. 4:45 remaining in the half. Yeoman with all three timeouts. So a quick stop here might warrant a timeout.
Well, Glenn Denning is 3 for 4 for 56 yards here in the first half. So if they can stay out of the shotgun, which gives the Cameron Yeoman a chance to tee off on him, I think they might still be able to throw the ball.
High formation, wing right. And the handoff is going to be and brought down. Randall Lane back in the backfield at the 21-yard line goes Randall Lane on Jose Giral. A loss of 3 yards. And in the last four offensive plays by the Bumblebees, they are minus 19 yards.
I think the Cameron Yeoman defense or defensive line have figured something out because they're coming through gaps all over the place.
Second down and 14 for the Bumblebees at the 23-yard line. And they'll come to the line of scrimmage again with a wide right. That is a wing right, that is. That is Giral. The handoff to the tailback is McCullough, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. He might have gotten a yard, but no more, and it's third and long for the Bumblebees. Yeoman still not using timeouts, but apparently we'll have plenty of time left on the clock with 3:45 left in the half, and it's third down and 12. Seven is our score. It was 7-7 after the first quarter. The Yeoman have struck twice here in the second quarter, as the Bees will send one man wide to the left. That's Riley Edwards. And Glendenning wants to throw. Rolls to his right. Now he's going to tuck it. He is going to be sacked.
Edgar Luna. I think Riggs was in on that sack as well.
Cameron timeout.
And the Yeoman will use a timeout on a fourth down and 12. The Bumblebees will have to punt. And in their previous two possessions, the Yeo defense has pushed them backwards. 3:07 remaining in the first half, and we'll keep it right here for this timeout. Again, a beautiful night for football.
Another score update.
All right.
Troy and Florence kind of going at it. They're all tied up at 14. And Midway was leading Temple last I checked, 14-6. Rangers and Orioles still tied up at 1-1 in Arlington.
The Yeoman will get the ball with plenty of time. Of course, it doesn't take much time for the Yeoman to strike. They are a quick strike team. In fact, in their previous drive, it took them two plays to go the 26 yards. In the drive before that, it took them three plays to go 50 yards. And Zach Feltz and Tyler Sapp will stand just across midfield, back at their own 45-yard line to receive this punt. And I believe that's Eric Biggin doing the punting chores. And it was almost blocked again, and Edgar Luna this time dives into the legs of the punter. And a flag.
He never touched him.
I think the punter actually came down on Edgar's back.
Well, he did, and that's what Edgar is arguing right now. He left his feet the punt.
He was telling the official that I think he was saying he was pushed. But he's going to lose that argument. But they're going to mark this off.
Running into the kicker.
Running into the kicker. No, it appears.
Well, let's
appears,
see what he's going to do.
Well,
it was 4th and 12. And they're going to do the big one.
Well,
15 yards.
Tell you what, you go back and you look at Jerry Bethel's picture from that play, and Edgar was engaged with a blocker. There should not be a flag at all on that play.
There you go. According, the pictures don't lie. Jerry's on the spot, isn't he?
He's all over the place.
So Edgar was actually pushed.
Well,
so he had his argument there.
Well, and Coach Rhodes was making the same argument, which he is now lobbying that case to the head of the officiating crew here.
You think the officials will go back and watch film on this game?
Let's hope.
I'm willing to bet that some film gets submitted.
Yeah. You're just not going to win these battles, but you just got to win the war. That's all there is to it.
Well, they're not going to win this battle.
No. And it's a 15-yarder, and it gives the Bumblebees a 1st and 10 up at the 40-yard line. 2:59 remaining. Well, you know, all that does, that just makes Edgar mad. Have you ever seen Edgar when he really gets mad?
I have not, thank goodness.
You know, even growing up, watching him in the 7th and 8th grade, he plays to a totally different level. Glenn Denning comes under center with one man wide to the right in an I formation. That is McCulloch, the tailback, and the handoff goes to the fullback, who is hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down by Michael Gellner after a one-yard gain. I kind of suspect that the Yeoman would use a timeout here, but maybe not.
You know, you're going to get breaks. Here I go. You're going to get breaks that don't go your way, and you just hope that those even out at some point.
Well, our second half has to be ours.
That's exactly where I was going. I mean, at some point, it's got to even out, right?
High formation behind Glenn Denning, who drops back, quick pass, right side, caught, and then hammered. That was Colton Labaye that did the punishment up at the 45-yard line, and it is third down and 5. Well, that was quite the pop there. And it's third down and 5 for the Bumblebees. Clock rolling with a minute 57 remaining. The Yeoman hold here. I'm sure they'll use another timeout. Glenn Denning with the I formation and one wide out to the right side, and he wants to throw again. Big blitz as he is hit by Samari Wright. As he releases the ball, it will be an incomplete pass, but he was punished by Samari Wright, who came blitzing untouched into the backfield. And the incomplete pass stops the clock.
Got another update from Lago Vista. McGregor kicks another field goal. It's 20-0, almost halftime.
And that's McGregor at Lago Vista.
That is correct, Coach.
That's surprising. So it is fourth down and 5 now. And the Bees will punt it away as Brody Smith does the punting chores, and back to receive it is Tyler Sapp and Zach Belts from their own 45-yard line. Here's the snap and the punt. It's a low line drive punt. Belts will take it at the 35 and comes to the near side, tries to turn the corner, goes all the way back to the 15-yard line, picks up a block, back up to the 24-yard line, and that's where he is down, and the Yeoman will have it first and 10. Zach Feltz trying to make something happen. Boy, he picked up a crushing blow after he changed directions.
Well, which is dangerous, too, when you think about the situation here. You're going to try to get a score late. So many times when you turn that thing back, somebody gets caught with a block in the back somewhere. And luckily, the Yeoman did not do that, or else you lose a lot of field position.
Well, there were two people in position to do that very thing, and they pulled off. And it was very, very good thing they did.
Wise decision. Well, if I had my bets on, I'd bet the Yeoman score here. They're going to go to the Indy offense and throw the ball. Bubble screen to Aaron Sims. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped. And the Yeoman are going to hurry up into their Indy offense. They've got two timeouts remaining, a minute and 10 seconds left in the half, as they send twins to both sides on a second down and 10. Capriva wants to throw again, and now the whistles blow the play dead for illegal procedure. That'll back them up to the 20-yard line, where it'll be second down and 15.
See, when they go to stretch the field of Colton Shuffield here, guys, he's going out there against Malik Jackson right now, which is a different matchup than it was earlier in the night. You remember the diving catch that he came up shaken up a little bit? Caleb Hill, a big 6'4" sophomore cornerback, had been on him out there. Let's see if they maybe test that Malik Jackson matchup out there on the outside.
Trips come to the near side for Capriva, dropping back, has time, looking deep downfield for Zach Feltz. Zach makes the catch at the 40, breaks the tackle to the 30. He's to the 20. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
75 yards.
Well, he went vertical to the other side instead. What? I'll tell you what, Zach made up for the one he dropped in the end zone with that catch. There was not a whole lot of room. And Capriva put it right on the money. Zach made the catch, broke the tackle, and it was off to the races. How about that?
Yeah, 75 yards. And I'll collect on my bets now. Just kind of had a feeling the Yeomen were going to put one in. Didn't take it but two plays, by the way. Bottom Auto Carquest extra point as Colton Shelton holds for Michael Yvonne, who is two for four, actually, tonight. Here's the extra point. And it's good. And the Yeomen go up 27-7 with 54 seconds left in the half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
Did they decline it? No, it was illegal procedure. Wow. Well, we're having some discussion here in the break. The Yeoman started that drive at their own 25-yard line. They got an illegal procedure call, but the officials did not mark the penalty off. So the line of scrimmage remained at the 25-yard line, the two-play, 75-yard drive. The big play, the 75-yard catch and run from Capriva to Feltz. And the Yeoman are up 27-7. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman have scored on two drives of two plays and one drive of three plays so far tonight. And lead it 27-7, 54 seconds left in the half. So there's one back the other way, Rob.
Yeah, that's...
It wouldn't have mattered, though. It would have gone 80. It would have gone 100 yards.
Yeah.
Edgar Luna tees it up. And boots it away. This one's going to be fielded by McCullough on the run at the 15. He's up across the 30, tripped up by Austin Christie at the 32-yard line. And Josh Smitherman is slow to get up and coming off the field. You always hate to see that.
I like to see him get up.
Josh has been favoring his shoulder all week long, had treatment on it. And I noticed in the first series he was really having trouble with it. And once again, they're working with his left shoulder on the sidelines. First and 10 for the Bumblebees from their own 32-yard line. And the handoff goes up the middle to McCullough. No, that is Drawl, and he is up to about the 35-yard line, where it'll be second down and 7. Forty-two seconds remaining, and the Yeomen have used another timeout. As the Yeoman may be trying to see if they can't get another shot at another score. It doesn't take them long if they can just get the ball in their hands. 42 seconds remaining in the half. Yeoman have one timeout remaining. So realistically, if the Bumblebees wanted to, they could run the clock out.
Yes.
If they go to the air, though, that could be costly for them. Maybe productive for them. They've had some big plays through the air tonight. Both teams back out on the field now as the Yeoman come to the Bees come to the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line, second down and 7. Again, the Yeoman with one timeout remaining. Coming wide to the left side is Caleb Hill. One man. I formation, and the toss right side is to Jarrell, and he lowers his head, gets across the 40 up to about the 41, 42, close to the first down. And they're going to be just a bit short, a yard short. It'll be third and one. The clock rolling with 25 seconds left, though. And I believe the Bumblebees are going to be content with keeping it on the ground and running the clock out. In fact, they would not have to take the snap because the game clock is below the play clock, but they are hustling to the line of scrimmage, maybe trying for one more play here. I formation, one man wide to the right. Caleb will, or rather, Glendening, oh, man, will hand off to McCullough, who is literally turned around at the line of scrimmage on a huge hit to end the first half. You know, they give the big hit awards out. That may qualify for the defense right there. That's the end of the first half of play. The Yeoman in command here, 27-7. We're back with our Germania halftime report in just a moment.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
Zedio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and love seats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Zedio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Zedio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Zedio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Welcome back out to Academy. We are at halftime here on the ranch as the Yeoman lead 27-7 here at the half. Rob Reed along with the coach, Ed Colley, and the Ojai Marching Band about to get to their performance. We'll listen in on a bit of that. Also take a look at some of the first half numbers tonight and recap the scoring. Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed will get us caught up on some scoring updates as starting to see some of these scores, Coach, reflect it being the fifth week of the season, halfway through the regular season. And we'll get some score updates there. Some interesting scores around the area.
Very interesting scores.
As we mentioned, McGregor leading Lago Vista. I think they were just about to halftime. That was 20-0. Temple and Midway got quite a shootout going out in Hewitt tonight. I think the last score I saw on that one was 21-20. Midway was leading that game late in the second quarter. Troy and Florence, interesting. A 14-14 tie in that one. As the Ojai Marching Band takes the field here for their performance at halftime. Talking about that McGregor-Lago Vista game, of course, the Yeoman have both of those teams coming up in the next 2 weeks.
If they can get through that, they're going to be in good shape.
Well, and then you got Troy right after those two ball games. So, it's a pretty tough company coming to town.
You get through those first two, momentum. Momentum will carry you into the Troy game. But you don't get through those two, that's going to be a knockdown dragout also.
All right. Well, a lot of people were picking Lago to kind of to win that game. Not necessarily to run away with it, but a lot of people thought Lago would win that game, and right now, I mean, they still might, but they have their work cut out for them, trailing 20-0.
I'd rather be up by 20 than down by 20 at the half, I'll tell you that.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. All right, the award-winning Yohai Marching Band about to get underway with their performance here at the half, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Academy Bumblebees 27-7. And some offensive fireworks from the Yeoman. We'll recap all of that coming up here in just a few minutes. Second straight week, though, the Yeomen score on their opening possession of the Knights and would go on to reel off 20 unanswered points after Academy tied it up early in the first quarter. 27-7, our halftime score. Germania halftime report underway tonight from Glover Stadium in Academy. We're going to go downstairs and listen in to the award-winning Yo-Hai Marching Band. Time Marching Band with their performance here at halftime. And apologize, not the best sound. In Academy, there are two press boxes. Normally, the band plays to the press box. There are two press boxes in Academy. One where the PA address is, and the other one where we are, along with the coaches and the Academy Internet broadcast. And so as the band plays, they're actually facing away from our microphone. So not the best sound of the band tonight. Let's take a quick 60-second timeout. This word from Germania. And when we come back, we'll recap the scoring and take a look at some of the first half numbers. Halftime here in Academy, Cameron 27, Academy 7.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back into halftime here in Academy. 27-7 is our halftime score as Cameron leads Academy, and we'll get you some score updates coming up here in just a few minutes. Coach, you want to look at some of the first half numbers?
Be glad to. For the Cameron Yeomen, they had 6 first downs to Academy's 5. Total rushing yardage, total yardage. For Cameron, they had 55 rushing. Academy had 47. Academy was 10 of 15. Cameron was 10 of 15 for 190 yards, no interceptions, while Academy was 4 of 5 for 60 yards. No fumbles by the Yeomen, 1 fumble by the Bumblebees. The penalties, it's been a pretty penalty-free ball game. The Cameron Yeomen have committed 3 for 35 yards, while Academy has just had 1 for 5 yards. The leading receivers for the Cameron Yeomen, Colton Sheffield, as usual, has 3 receptions for 53 yards, and Zach Fells has 3 receptions and 2 touchdowns for 83 yards. Capriva, 10 of 15, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Pretty good evening so far for Jason Capriva. We also have an update on scores. Just heard that Blanco has Rogers 21-0.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Another game we were watching, update we talked about on our Countdown to Kickoff show, Centerville over 11-2A Division 2 with a 21-14 lead over Crawford. Knew that game was going to be interesting. Both teams were unbeaten, and we'll get to some scores here with Brett and Dallas here in just a couple of minutes. 27-7 here. The Yeomen got on the board on their first drive of the night. Ended on 1 of 2 Zach Feld's touchdown catches in the first half. The first drive goes 70 yards on 7 plays. A big 44-yard catch and run was a big play on that drive. And then Zach Feltz with a 3-yard touchdown catch. Academy would answer right back as they would march the ball from the Yo 41-yard line, so a 41-yard drive in 5 plays. Academy would tie the game, and there was a big 15-yard face mask penalty that was part of that drive as well. McCullough with a 3-yard touchdown run, and we were all tied up at 7. The Yeomen marched from the Academy 35-yard line on their next drive and attempt a 37-yard field goal that had plenty of distance, just a little bit wide to the left for Michael Yvonne. Academy would go 3 and out on their next possession. The Yeomen would be forced to punt on the following drive as well. Then Academy fumbled the ball on their ensuing drive, and the Yeomen cashed in as they would go 50 yards on that drive. 3 plays, a 47-yard catch by Colton Shelton, a big play on that drive, Jason Capriva would score from 1 yard out, and the Yeoman would lead it 14-7. Yeoman blocked a punt on the very next possession and would go 26 yards on that drive on a run by Keaton Denio on just two plays. The extra point was no good. The Yeoman would add to that lead with not much time left in the second quarter, under a minute to go, when Zach Feltz caught a 75-yard pass from Jason Capriva, and the Yeoman are up 27-7, and that's where we stand right now. Let's take a quick 60-second timeout, and then we'll get some score updates from Brett and Dallas back at the ranch. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. Cameron leads Academy here 27-7 at the half.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Back inside the ranch studios here along with Brett Eberhardt, I'm Dallas Reed, to go over some scores. Already been kind of an interesting night.
To say the least.
We'll start out in 13-2A, where the game you're listening to here. Number 2 ranked Cameron Yeoman up 27-7 on the Little River Academy Bumblebees. McGregor takes an early 20-7 lead on Lago Vista, one of the games we've been keeping our eye on. Marlin and Salado. Marlin's up 17-7 on Salado. And Troy has an early lead on Florence, 21-14.
The Trojans in a fight in that one. 11-2A Division II, 7th-ranked Centerville in a pretty good scrap with Crawford tonight. 20-14 right now, Centerville with the lead in that one. And how about the surprising Bruce Villetti Eagles? They lead the Indians of Riesel 20-13.
Definitely. They raising some eyebrows here in the last couple weeks. In 14-2A Division II, one score, Blanco up 21-0 on the Rogers Eagles. A little bit of a shocker there. And then the couple more scores in 12-1A Division II is Mart up 21-14 on Chilton. And Leon has an early 8-0 lead on Lovelady.
18-3A, where the Rockdale Tigers reside. And right now, Rockdale trails Hillsboro 9-7. Hillsboro with a lead on the Tigers from Rockdale. Taylor trailing Lavernia 14-10. Madisonville all over Huntington at half, 41-6. And just in, Navasota, really, really, really good. 41-3, they're beating Austin McCallum tonight right now. On to 8-5A, Dallas.
Waco Midway in a close battle with Temple 21-20. Coppers Cove beat Shoemaker in a Thursday night game 45-6. Killeen 21-7 winners, or not winners, they're up 21-7 at the half right now over Harker Heights. And Belton 21-9 on top of Killeen Ellison.
Got an updated score for between a couple of major 2A teams, New Boston and Dangerfield, both squaring off in one of the better games in the state. And right now it has gone to a tie, 25-all between New Boston and Dangerfield in that football game. But those are the scores we have for you for right now. Once again, Yeoman lead 27-7 here at the half. We'll get you back out to the guys out at the field now.
All right, thank you, Brett. 27-7 here at halftime in Academy. Rob Reed and Coach Ed Colley as we get ready for the start of the second half. And right now, some surprises around the night, around the area tonight. Obviously, that McGregor-Lago Vista game, a 20-7 lead for the Bulldogs. And, you know, talking to Coach Rick Rhodes this morning, you know, he said, you know, you look at what McGregor had a year ago, and he said they were definitely one of the top two teams out of that district. A lot of those guys are back. And tonight, I mean, with Lago Vista, that 20-7 lead, a good example.
Well, I think the other surprising game is the one with Rogers and Blanco. I don't think anyone was really giving Blanco that much credit, and Rogers having the record they did, and it looks as though Blanco, who has been a perennial playoff team over the past 5, 6, 7 years, is out there showing the Rogers Eagles that they can play in that district as well.
All right, we give away a $50 gas card each week, or at least we draw a name to give away a $50 gas card from Rattler's Convenience Store. Becky Luna of Cameron is the name that we have drawn here in the in halftime. So, Becky, if the Yeomen score a touchdown in the third quarter, you'll win a $50 gas card, courtesy of Rattler's Convenience Store at 4th and Travis in Cameron. And, of course, you can register your very own self. Anytime, stop by and put your name in the registration box. We draw those at halftime. Now, if no touchdown gets scored in the third quarter by the Yeoman, then it becomes a $100 gas card next week. So, Becky Luna of Cameron, if the Yeoman score a touchdown, you're the winner of a $50 gas card from Rattler's Convenience Store. Halftime here, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Academy Bumblebees 27-7, and when you look at how that first half unfolded, Coach, that opening drive by the Yeoman, and then Academy answers right back. They get a great kickoff return by the freshman, Cody Martinez. Big face mask penalty on that possession as well, put them in great scoring position, and they cashed in on it. But since then, the Yeo defense, they've given up a couple of big plays. But for the most part, they have been pretty rock solid defensively in that first half.
Well, they have been. And what surprised me is that Academy was 3 for 4 for 60 yards. And two of those were long fade passes out to number 4. Let me get his...
Luke Blevins, I believe.
Yeah, to Luke Blevins. And since then, they have come back and thrown one curl pattern for about 5 yards. So I'm really wondering why they haven't come back to that a little more often. But right this minute, to Cameron Yeoman, somewhere in there, either the defensive coaches or the defensive linemen have figured out something that's going on with the Bumblebees, because they're coming through that line. Linebackers are coming through free. Luna and several of those other guys are just roaming in that backfield and punishing those ball carriers.
Denzel Haynes and Randall Lane and Samari Wright, the linebacking crew, Josh Smitherman, a bunch of those guys have been putting on the pressure. And that may be one of the reasons Glenn Denning just hasn't had time to throw the football down that sideline on that fade, which has been big. And, you know, you go back to this game a year ago, you'll remember the Yeoman got, they were able to get some play action stuff going and go deep to Elmo Haynes. Remember?
Yes.
I think there were three, at least 40-yard plus pass plays in that game a year ago. That was the same kind of situation where they were able to get him up on a play action situation and get big plays. And the Yeoman have been able to go downfield almost at will in this one as well.
Well, the speed is a lot. And you mentioned something earlier about the youthfulness of the Academy Bumblebees, and their youthfulness is showing up in that offensive line. I think you told me they had something like 5 or 6 sophomores that are starting, and when you have a seasoned defense like the Cameron Yeoman do, and you have an experienced offensive line, your quarterback's in jeopardy.
All right, our halftime score here, 27-7, Cameron leading Academy at the half. Both bands have wrapped up their performances at the break. And the latest updates that we had around the district, we gave you McGregor over Lago Vista, 20-7 at the half. It was Troy over Florence, 21-14. Last score I had on Marlin and Salado was 3-0 Marlin.
No, 17-7.
17-7 now, we understand. in that one tonight as well. And here at the half, it's 27-7. Cameron Yeoman leading the Academy Bumblebees. Let's close out our Germania halftime report. Take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be ready for the start of the second half. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Nathan Van Noort here with Texas Land Bank. As first and second generation Yeoman, my dad and I follow Yo football every fall. We love a good Yeoman football game and look forward to another winning season in 2012. At Texas Land Bank, we can help you win too with the loan services we provide. If you're in the market to buy a place in the country, it's what we do. Visit us online at texaslandbank.com or call 254-778-8111.
More than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC. Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, EBCO Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Couple of minutes away from the start of the second half here in Academy. Rob Reed along with the coach, Shed Colley, and Joe Smitherman as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Academy Bumblebees 27-7 as the Yeoman out to a good start again offensively tonight, really able to move the football, and that defense has been just as smothering as they've been in the last couple of ball games. You go back to the way they controlled that Salado game and Rockdale, and again, you know, Coach, we've become accustomed to how it all kind of unfolds with this defense. That first possession, they kind of feel it out, make the adjustments, and then from then on, that Yeoman defense has been really suffocating.
Well, it has been so far. I think this first series that they got the kickoff return all the way back up to across into our end of the field. Then we get a 15-yard penalty for a face mask, and they're able to punch that in. They've got a little momentum and a little some of that excitement is still in them, and they've tied the game up at 7-7. And then the Cameron Yeoman come back and go up 14-7. The defense suddenly senses what's going to go on, what's going on. The coaches said, hey, they're going to try to run the ball. And so they said, all right, here's what we can stop. And since then, except for a first down or two, they have, as you said, they have just smothered everything that the Academy Bumblebees have tried to do. The Academy tried to come out a little bit in a shotgun, and that's not going to work. First of all, you've got a center who's used to handing it to you, and now he's got Edgar Luna sitting right there over top of him. Now he's got to snap the ball back and make sure it's a good snap back there 5 yards deep and block Edgar Luna. And people are just coming through gaps right and left. So they've gone back to their I formation and their tight I formation, and they're going to have to try to control the ball and try to keep the score down.
And then on top of that, Edgar's still mad about the call when he got called for roughing the punter.
Yes.
And, well, we've seen some interesting calls, to say the least, tonight.
Well, let's talk about those, Rob.
Well, let's do it briefly.
All right. We're not trying to be critical of the officials. We're not trying to do that. What we're trying to say is if an official is not in position to make a call, that's his fault. And then we complete a pass 25 yards up the field. The official is standing back on the original line of scrimmage, then goes running down and rules that the man was not in bounds when he clearly was. And twice now, the referee has watched. One time, a guy just reached out and grabbed a Cameron Yeoman, threw him on the ground right in front of the punter. The next time, he throws him into the punter, and no flag is flown.
Yeah.
So, you know, those kind of things are kind of aggravating for a coach, for fans, for anyone, when you're sitting here watching it, and it's not really a judgment call. It's just a no call.
Well, it's not being in the right position to be able to make a call, and then... You know, when you do make the call, you weren't in the position to make it.
That's right.
And again, just a little bit of clarification on a couple of things that happened in that first half. Once again, Becky Luna is the name we drew for our $50 gas card tonight from Rattler's Convenience Store. If the Yeomans score a touchdown in the third quarter, Becky, you win a $50 gas card from Rattler's Convenience Store. You can stop in there anytime and register to win that $50 gas card. We draw the, we pick up the registrations at about 3 o'clock on Fridays, and then draw the name at halftime here. So there we go, and it will be Academy who will get their hands on the football first. As Cody Martinez is back deep, along with Alex McCullough. They'll stand back at about the 5 yard line, their own 5 yard line. As we get ready to go here tonight, third quarter is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics in Cameron. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics and Cameron Yeoman Football. As Edgar Luna will kick it away for the Yeoman to start the second half here tonight from Academy. Yeoman back home next week in a big showdown with the Lago Vista Vikings. Here's the opening kickoff to start the second half, and this one is going to be fairly short kick, caught up at about the 25 by McCullough. Dances to the inside, then back to the outside, and up the sideline he goes for a pretty nice return up at around the 35-yard line, and that's where the Bumblebees will take over, as they will start right on their own 35-yard line here at the start of the second half.
Am I? I'm on there.
You are on, yes. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Got an update on my son, who apparently popped his shoulder out of joint in the first half. The other shoulder, not the sore one, but the other one.
Oh.
So they're off of special teams with him, but he's in now.
Out of the I formation. Here's a toss left side to McCullough. Hurdles one man and goes down hard at about the 39 up to the 40-yard line.
Ball came loose.
Ball was out. But it appears the Bumblebees got back on it. As McCullough, they'll spot it out just across the 40-yard line, so a 5-yard pickup for the sophomore, Alex McCullough. It'll be second down and 5 in a 27-7 ball game. Yeoman on top early third quarter, just underway here in the second half. As Glenn Denning will once again run out of the I formation, wing left. And here's a toss coming to the right side this time. And McCullough, with good running room, is going to pick up first down yardage out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. And that'll move the chains for the Bumblebees on their opening possession of the second half here.
They're going back to doing what they did earlier in the ball game and setting the strength one way and running their pitch sweep away from the strength.
That was really their most effective play. Haven't seen just the lead ISO as much as I thought we would tonight out of that I formation. Again, this time an I with a wing right. And this is a handoff at the line of scrimmage, as the freshman Martinez got the handoff, and he was hit right at the line. Was that Haynes?
That was Haynes.
Denzel Haynes having a great game tonight.
I think the freshman's going to take a spell.
Yeah, he'll check out, and that will bring McCullough back into the ball game. They gave him about the, well, he'll lose about a half a yard, I guess.
Yeah, you know, Cody had that great return, but since then, he has really been hammered.
Second and 11 from the 46. Here's a toss left side. McCullough strings it out. He's hit. picks up maybe a yard or two, and that's going to be all. They'll give him about a two-yard pickup, and McCullough's hit hard on the outside, and there is Haynes again. He is having a heck of a game tonight.
I think Zach Raiola was in on that, too. And Michael Gellner's having a great game defensively.
Yeah, he's been everywhere. Third down and eight. Bees have it at their own 48-yard line.
I think the ball is going in the air this time.
They'll send Blevins, their leading receiver, out wide to the right side. Again, it's a double tight set with an I formation. And Glendenning's going to throw. Throws this side. That ball almost picked off. Colton Labai at the 45-yard line was all over that ball. I think he's frustrated with himself that he did not pull that in, but that's going to set up a fourth down.
Yeah, Rob, I had Colton's view of that pass, and that pass was more intended for him than it was Blevins, I believe.
So a fourth down as Sapp and Feltz will drop back and stand at about their own 25-yard line. ...27-7, Yeoman lead at 9:59 to go in the third quarter. And the snap is back. And this kick, an end-over-end that will be caught on the ground on a dive there by Tyler Sapp at about the 22-yard line.
Rob, that was a risky chance by Tyler Sapp, but it paid off. Ball could have rolled inside the 10-yard line had he not fielded that.
So the Yeoman will start over at their own 22 instead. Leading 27-7 here at Glover Stadium in Academy. And the Yeoman will get their first look offensively here the second half. As Capriva will send one man wide to the right, that is Shelton. He's got Sims and Feltz and Shuffield out wide to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. This is going to be a handoff to Nio coming near side. And he gets tripped up for a loss on the play. As he just could not get out of the grips there.
Well, Rob, he missed the block then. He had a blocker kicking that defender outside, and he didn't turn it upfield behind the block. He tried to go around it, and it didn't work.
Yeah, lose about five on that play. Second and 15 as the Yeoman will go from about their own 17-yard line. Need the 32 for a first down. Three men wide right this time. Ball on the near hash mark. As Capriva works out of the gun, drops back to pass, throws left. He's got Denio out across the 20 and knocked out of bounds at about the 25 on the little swing pass, which has become one of the favorite plays out of that offense.
Well, when they start dropping everybody back into the pass patterns that you got running, that leaves that one wide open.
So third down and 11. For the Yeoman as they have it back at their own 21-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides, and Denio's in the slot right. Out of the gun. Capriva looking over the middle. He's got Denio, who had first down yardage at about the 38-yard line, had it in his basket and lost it. Brody Smith with the hit that knocked that ball away. As Denio goes over the middle that time and has it knocked away, and the Yeoman will have to punt.
That was a fine defensive play by Brody Smith, I'm going to tell you that, because that ball was right on the money.
So the Yeoman will have to punt it away here. Have the ball at their own 21-yard line, and back deep is the freshman Cody Martinez. Not too deep, stands at about his own 40-yard line, as Capriva will punt. Snap is back, and the kick is up, and shanked it off the side of his foot. It will go out of bounds for only about 20 yards. As it goes out of bounds at the Yeoman 40-yard line. And so Academy will have outstanding field position here after that punt. As they spot this ball, where? About the 39?
Yes, sir.
A good starting spot here for the Bumblebees with 8:53 to go in the third quarter. 27-7, Cameron leading it. And this time, Glendenning sends Blevins, his wide out, wide left. Out of the I formation, double tight end. He's going to pass. He pulls up. Ball is intercepted. That is Carranza, who's got it at the 35, up across the 40, and up to near midfield as Glendening was popped. There's a flag down at the end of this play, back at about the 37-yard line on the return. But as Glendening dropped back to pass, he was popped. That ball kind of floated over the middle, and the ball is picked off by Carranza, I believe.
Block below the waist on the return.
And an injured yeoman here. And it looks like Jonathan Riggs, who had a high ankle injury a week ago at home against Salado. And it looks like he's favoring that right ankle as he makes his way off the field here after that return. And they're going to mark this one way back because that is a spot foul. So where they threw that flag from the 38, Yeoman will start back at about their own 22-yard line.
Well, that was this mic, something's not working.
No, you're right there.
That was kind of a double negative there because Josh Smitherman's the one that threw the block, and he's on the sidelines hurt again.
Out of the shotgun, Yeoman take over at their own 23-yard line after the interception. Here comes Denio on the run, near side, out across the 25, out across the 30, up to about the 34-yard line. Got a 11-yard run for Keaton Denio. And the Yeoman will pick up a first down.
I think you're getting ready to see a pretty good diet of that because they've been looking for him going wide, and he's turning up inside now.
Out of the shotgun, three men wide right. Here's a quick pass out to Sims. And Aaron up across the 35, across the 40, and up to about the 42-yard line. That'll be a 8-yard pickup on the pass play. Out to Aaron Sims, and the Yeoman are on the move here. Second possession of the third quarter, leading 27-7 with 8:08 remaining in the third. This is brought to you tonight by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics. Twin receivers left, actually three men wide left out of the gun. It's a direct snap to Denio, and Keaton's going to keep it. Bounds out across the 45 up to the 47-yard line, and that will be another Yeoman first down. Move the chains again here on this drive that started back at the Cameron 23-yard line. As Aaron Carranza picked off the Grant Glendening pass for a Stanley Lind Autoplex turnover. First and 10 from the 48. Out of the gun again. Quick pass left side. And this is Sims again, who's got it in Academy territory down to the 47.
Don't you just get a feeling we're throwing all these short passes, we're about to pump once and
about to go vertical? Yeah, you do. You get that feeling. And the Yeoman have been able to do that just about any time they want tonight. Second down and 5 after the 5-yard hookup to Sims. Out of the gun, three men wide left, one to the right side. Capriva takes the snap, drops back. Looking left, pump fake. He's going to want to go long to Sims, now pressured, and now he'll go deep to the other side of the field. That ball is caught by Shelton and down inside the 30-yard line, but this one is coming back as the Yeoman are going to get flagged for holding back at about the 45-yard line.
And we all could see that
one. Jason pumped, and he wanted to go deep down the left side to Aaron Sims, and he got pressure. And the Yeoman are going to be flagged for the hold, trying to save Capriva from a sack back there.
I don't know that I agree with that call either. I know the coaches don't agree with it. They had a bird's eye view of it. It looked like hands were all inside. Everything was legal on that. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be marked off against the Yeoman here from the spot, which is going to put it back to about the 42-yard line.
You know, that would have been a hold in my day, but rules have changed.
So after the penalty, we'll call it second down and 15 from the 43-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides of the field on second and long. Capriva out of the gun. Denio to his left. It's a draw play. Keaton up the middle. 45 across midfield. 50 coming to the near side. Down to the 45. The 40, the 35, and the 30 before Keaton Denio is knocked out of bounds. There are no flags on that play, and the Yeomen are going to have a big first down.
That's 30 yards.
30-yard run from Denio. And the Yeomen are on the move. Well, that'll wipe out that holding call in a heartbeat. Down into Academy territory, call it the 28-yard line, almost into that Mallaire's Discount Center red zone, as Colton Shelton, Zach Feltz, and Aaron Sims will split wide right. Shuffield, the lone man, to the left side. And now Jaywan Anderson into the backfield. He stands to the left of Capriva. Yeoman going from right to left. Here's a handoff to Anderson. Going right, cuts it inside, and he's got good yardage down to the 19-yard line on the run. And he is inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone on that carry. You know, he'll pick up about nine.
As good as Keaton Denio is, there's not a lot of step down when Jawan gets in there.
Yeah, it's not a bad combination.
No, it's not.
A little different style. Jawan has had a couple of fumbles the last couple of weeks, so you want to hold on to the football, though, down inside the 20 at the 19. Quick slant pass over the middle. That ball is caught down to the 10-yard line. Aaron Sims on the catch, and the Yeomen have another first down and are on the move. This is a pretty good-looking drive that started back at the Cameron 23-yard line after the interception. And now Capriva and the Yeoman have a first and 10. They could pick up a first down without a touchdown out of the gun. As Capriva throws to the outside, and there is Aaron Sims, who's going to lose a yard, two maybe, back to the 12-yard line on that screen pass to the outside. 27-7, Yeoman lead it and are on the move here with 5:06 remaining in the third quarter. Shuffield and Feltz, along with Sims, will go wide left this time. Shelton, the lone man to the right side, out of the shotgun again, ball on the right hash mark. As Capriva works out of the shotgun, hands it off. Here comes Denio near side as the 15. Lowers his shoulder to the 10 and gets back to about the original line of scrimmage on that carry. Key play on the drive, a 30-yard run by Keaton Denio that put the Yeoman into the Academy end of the field deep. Now facing a 3rd and 9. As Capriva this time sends three men wide right on 3rd down. 3rd and 9 from the 10. Out of the gun. Looks on a little crawfish pass inside to Aaron Sims, who gets down inside the 5 to about the 2. It's going to be close to a first down.
No, they need about the 6-inch line for a first down.
All right. Now they'll spot this at the almost out at the 3, I guess, huh? Send it downstairs here on a 4th down, Joe.
All right, looks like they're going to go for it. Instead of taking the almost automatic 3, they'll send Shelton wide to the right. Shuffield, Feltz, and Sims wide left, ball on the far hash mark as Denio is in the backfield with Capriva. He'll take the snap, and he'll keep it, following the blocks across the right side, and he is close. And he falls forward. Well, I tell you what, if he's not in, they got to measure that.
They say no.
They're motioning that he didn't get in and motioning it's Academy ball, but they got to at least measure for the first down.
Well, and now they're going to, it looks like.
Now, that's another, you know, trigger-happy call there.
Well, yeah, and that came from the end zone. And they are going to bring the chains out before you even measure. It wasn't 4th and goal. It was.
This is going to be really close. I think he may have it. He does. Nope. Nope, it's going to be short. About six inches.
So a turnover on downs down on the goal line.
And I got to tell you, that last-ditch effort by Capriva didn't get credited on that spot. Whistles hadn't blown, but he didn't get the credit. I heard that.
A 70-yard drive that ends on a turnover on downs for the Yeoman. And Academy will start on their own 2-yard line with 3:44 remaining in the third quarter. Glenn Denning out of the I formation will hand it off, and he'll try off right tackle. Not much there. Be back to about the line of scrimmage for no gain, and that's going to be about all on that carry. ...27-7, Yeoman lead it with 3:44 remaining in the third quarter.
Well, this is where you don't want to get so intent on stopping the run that you give up the big play. Trying to pin them back there, possibly get a safety. Got to guard those corners.
They'll send a Caleb Hill out wide right. And here is a toss to the left side, and this is McCullough, who gets out across the 5 to about the 6-yard line. So give him about 4 yards on that pickup. And it's going to be a third down play here for the Bumblebees. Yeoman goes 77 yards on a drive after a Adam Carranza interception. Adam with a fumble recovery tonight and then that pick here in the third quarter. The Yeoman held out on a fourth down play. Here it's third down. And a play-action pass. Glenn Denning back to throw. He's hit. Ball is thrown up for grabs. Tyler Sapp intercepts the football out at the Academy 45-yard line. It's another Stanley Lynn Autoplex Yeoman turnover.
Now that ball was thrown up for Blevins, and Tyler had a beat on it from the let-go.
Third Yeoman takeaway tonight. Comes with 2:40 remaining in the third quarter.
I'll tell you what, Rob, we got a lot of hobbles down here. Randall Lane, Jonathan Riggs, Kylan Harrell, all with kind of a hobbling ankle injury.
I remember Harrell and Riggs kind of hurt their ankles a week ago. Yeah, that's not good. Those are those kind of things that just kind of stick with you. So the Yeoman take over at the Academy 45-yard line. Three-man wide left, one to the right side, leading 27-7. Handoff denial right up the middle on the play, and not much. They'll blow this dead. I'll give Keaton a couple of yards on it. It'll be second down and 8.
You know, they never did even come close to bringing him to the ground.
No.
Pound for pound, probably the strongest man on the team.
Spot this down to the 43, second and 8. Denio at running back to the right of Capriva, and Jason will send three men to the left. That's Feltz and Christie, along with Sapp. One man to the right side alone, that is Sheffield, as Capriva works out of the gun. Here's another handoff. No, it's a play-action pass down the field to Feltz, and that ball broken up down around the 10-yard line. And again, it's Brody Smith, the junior safety.
That's two good plays for him.
Yeah, that was a good defensive play, but Zach had a step on Brody in the pass. He had to kind of slow down and turn around instead of catching it in stride. And that gave Brody enough time to react.
So here's a third down for the Yeoman, who looked to the sideline for the call. A minute 51 to go in the third. Yeoman lead at 27-7. Out of the shotgun, three men wide left, another to the right. And out of the shotgun, Capriva drops straight back, looks to the right, throws, ball caught by, is that Justin Pratt, I believe?
Yes. Yep.
On that far side, and he got just enough for a Yeoman first down, and they'll move the chains with a minute 45 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, that was a heads-up play by Pratt. He knew exactly where he needed to be to pick up that first down. He got about 6 inches extra.
So the drive that starts at the 45 on the interception by Tyler Sapp. Yeoman on the move. And Becky Luna is the name we drew for a gas card in the Rattlers' touchdown quarter.
She'll get it.
Out of the shotgun, Capriva sends three to the left, one to the right. And now a change in the play. Going to have to hurry to get it off. It's a handoff to Denio coming near side. 35, 30. And he bangs over one man down at the 30-yard line as it goes out of bounds, punishing Blake Smith as he goes out of bounds on about a 5-6 yard pickup for Keaton Denio, who continues to chew up some yardage here in the third quarter. Had that big 30-yard run on the last drive that went 77 yards, and the Yeoman came up empty. Second down and 5 from the 30. Out of the shotgun. Drops back. Looking left. Pump fake. Looking for Tyler Sapp in the end zone. That ball is caught. Touchdown, Yeoman. 30-yard connection from Capriva to Tyler Sapp. And the Yeoman put 6 more on the board and lead it 33-7 with 51 seconds remaining in the quarter. And on for the Monomoto CarQuest extra point. Well, that microphone down on the field is just breaking up. Apologize for that noise. As Michael Yvonne will come on to attempt the Monomoto CarQuest extra point here. Colton Shelton to hold it. And the snap is down. The kick is up. And it's all good. Cameron Yeoman lead it 34-7. 51 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
This fall, you've got lots of work to do in the yard. And Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron has the bags you'll need. During October, while supplies last, the 39-gallon size, just $7.99. And get ready for pecan season. Anderle Lumber Company has pecan pickers, pecan crackers, and shellers, too. All in stock while supplies last. Get yours now at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Our new score here in Academy as the Yeoman go on top. A 30-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Sapp from Jason Capriva. That ended the drive. 4 plays, 45 yards. It happened after the second Yeoman interception of the quarter. Tyler Sapp picked off the interception, and then he catches a 30-yard touchdown pass to finish it off.
Not bad.
That's your Don's Paint Body scoring drive. Call Don. He takes the dents out of accident. 697-2011. 697-2011. Don's Paint Body right across from Brookshire Brothers, U.S. Highway 90 West in Cameron. 34-7, Yeoman lead it with 51 seconds remaining in the third. As looks like Yvonne will kick off this time for the Yeoman. And here is the kick. That ball will go out of bounds down the left sideline on the kickoff by Michael Yvonne. Rangers update there in the bottom of the sixth. Orioles lead it 2-1. Rogers has tied their game with Blanco now in the second half. That game tied at 21.
They came roaring back, didn't they?
And they did. They can do that. So after the kick goes out of bounds, are they going to re-kick?
Yep.
Yeoman lead it after a pair of Yeoman interceptions of Grant Glendening. Here in the second half, Yeoman winning the turnover battle again tonight as they have 3 takeaways, a fumble recovery by Adam Carranza in the first half, Carranza with an interception in the third quarter, and then Tyler Sapp with an interception, and both of those were caused by big-time pressure on the quarterback Grant Glendening as he was being hit when he released the ball on both of those plays. as Emon will kick off again after that touchdown drive. And here is the kick from Emon. This one is going to be caught at the 15 by Martinez as he runs left across the 20, tripped up, and then banged down at about the 25-yard line as he took the hit and then kind of recovered from it and picked up a little bit of additional yardage, and that's where the Bumblebees will take over here on their fourth possession of the third quarter. Academy will start at about their own 25-yard line with 41 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. It's brought to you tonight by Logistic Dynamics and Cameron. First and 10 as Glenn Denning will run once again out of the I formation, this time a wing look on the left. It's a toss to the right. Coming to the right side, and a hard run by McCullough. Gets out across the 30 to about the 32. And a pretty good run by Alex McCullough, the sophomore.
He's been their workhorse tonight.
Yes, he has.
17 carries for 59 yards.
34-7, Yeoman lead it. As Glenn Denning takes it, tosses right. This is Martinez, who gets out across the 35-yard line. He's going to have enough for a first down, and that'll move the chains and be the end of the quarter. So we'll go to the fourth quarter. Cameron Yeoman in control, 34-7. A 30-second timeout. Start of the fourth is coming up.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Welcome back as we get underway here in the fourth quarter. The Cameron Yeoman in control here, 34-7. As we get underway, the Bumblebees, the entire team out on the field in a huddle. The Yeoman will try to seal this one up and go to 5-0 on the season. Some big games around Central Texas. Rogers came roaring back to tie Blanco, 21-all. What's the latest update on McGregor?
Haven't had one.
20-0 was the last we heard McGregor leading.
Then it was 20-7.
Lago Vista, okay, 20-7. Guess you did have one, since I heard anyway.
That's right.
It is first and 10 for Academy from their own 39-yard line as we get back to play. Wing right, a power eye, handoff to the tailback who breaks into the secondary. Tyler Sapp makes the one-on-one tackle at the 43-yard line for a gain of about 5 yards.
Well, they gave that ball off. Instead of pitching it back to the tailback, they gave off to the quick hitter to the fullback going off tackle.
Second down and 6 after the 4-yard pickup. As Glenn Denning has a power eye behind him, a toss to the tailback McCulloch, who cuts upfield across the 45. Kind of hurdles the line of scrimmage to about the 47-yard line, where it'll be third and short.
They're just running a power sweep out of the I formation, running towards the double team one time and the single block the other, and they're just pounding the ball up inside.
The Bumblebees come to the line of scrimmage on a third down and 1. Wing right, I formation. As the handoff goes, no, it's a pass. As Glenn Denning was really pressured by Randall Lane, and the pass goes incomplete. Intended for Jarrell, I think, out of the right flat, and it is fourth down and short.
And the Yeoman check back in, Jonathan Riggs. They've got Jonathan McAnulty in at linebacker for Smitherman. And they've got some beef on the line, and they're putting six men on the line. And the toss right to McCulloch. He's hit at the line, and he won't get there. Well, take that back. He got a very generous
look
spot.
At this guy over here. This guy over here is bad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the one over there has him at midfield. Nose of the ball at midfield. He came nowhere near midfield. But it moves the chains for the Bumblebees and gives them a fresh set of downs. As the clock rolls at 10:20, Yeoman lead it 34-7. Wing right, I formation. Glenn Denning will hand off the tailback, Cody Martinez, this time for no gain. They're going to be generous with the spot again and give him the line of scrimmage. I don't think he ever even got back to it. Second down and 10. And the Bumblebees are still doing the clock rundown between plays. That is, I guess that keeps the ball out of the hands of the Potenyo offense. Wide receiver right. Pass to the wide receiver. Picked off. That is picked off by Colton Liby, and he is taking it to the house. A 55-yard interception return for a touchdown. Colton Liby.
That's the Cameron Yeoman's third interception of the night.
And the Yeoman are up 40-7. The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. As Colton Shelton will hold for Michael Yvonne. And the Milam Auto Carquest extra point is up, and it is perfectly through the uprights. And with 9:23 remaining in the game, the Yeoman strike defensively and lead it 41-7. We're back to Academy in just a moment.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Time to leave your air-conditioned workplace, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home. Although if you're not too sure about that last part, it's obviously time to call Cox's Heating and AC and make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. A Lennox system is built for efficiency and savings. Just call 254-697-4252 today. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Well, pretty easy recap of that scoring drive. It was a 55-yard interception return by Colton Liby for the score, a defensive touchdown for the Yeoman. The extra point good, and the Yeoman increased their lead to 41-7 over Academy. Don's Paint and Body. He's the one that takes the dents out of accidents.
Troy and Florence tied at 28.
How about that?
With 5 minutes left. And by the way, the Rangers trail 2-1 in the top of the seventh.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Funny when we report those negative scores.
Yvonne tees it up for the Yeoman. And boots it away. High kick angle to the far side. It's going to be fielded at about the 25, and kind of a 360 move there, and Jaywan Anderson brings him down at about the 28-yard line. That was Tucker Moon, I think, for the Bumblebees. And it's first and 10 at the 28-yard line for Academy. 9:14 remaining in the ball game.
That's working.
You know, Coach, good things happened when The Bees went under center and threw the passes along the sidelines in the first half. That's been their most explosive offense, but now the tailback gets the call and picks up about 11 yards on that carry.
Well, Joe, that's the fullback this time, and they've been running him, hitting him on the quick trap plays instead of that wide sweep, and he happened to find a big crease in there that time.
David Schein on the carry, and it's about a 9-yard pickup, second down and one. Wing right eye behind Glenn Denning. Toss to McCullough, right side, and he's got the first and fights his way up across the 45 to the 46-yard line. The Bees probably feel a little bit of a somewhat of a moral victory by keeping the hands out of the Yo offense.
Yep.
Every first down chews up more game clock. First and 10 from the Academy 46-yard line. Our Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday night finals coming up after the game tonight till midnight. Catch it on your way home. Toss sweep left this time to McCullough, and he dives up to about midfield for a gain of 4 yards. And a flag on the far side. We'll see what that was.
Offsides.
Offsides against the Yeomans, so they'll take the penalty and the down over the play, and it'll be first and 5 from the Yo 49-yard line. To 41-7, the Yeoman in control here tonight.
Score sounds familiar, doesn't it?
We did that on purpose. Martinez with the carry, and he is around the corner, but boy, is he wiped out on the far sideline after he turns the corner and picks up about 3 yards. That coupled with the 5-yard penalty, and it's second down and 8 now, 2 for the Bumblebees.
We have a new quarterback.
Is that all you're going
to
give me?
Caleb Hill checked in to run quarterback.
Hill goes under center with the I formation behind him, wing right, and he'll hand off to the tailback. This is Martinez, who dives across the 45 to about the 44-yard line, and that should be enough for another Academy first down. They will move the chains.
Well, Hill replacing Glenn Denning, who was just really pounded. Of course, the 3 interceptions in the second half, but every time he went back to pass in this half, he was punished. 2 of those 3 interceptions just really hit as he let go of the ball.
Caleb Hill, probably a couple of inches taller.
He's tall.
Than Glenn Denning. He'll go under center, I formation, one man wide, right handoff to the fullback, and he is hit after a short gain.
Samari Wright. Michael Gilner.
Yeah, David Schein, the carrier.
Edgar Luner had hold of him, wouldn't let him go.
They're going to spot him with a yard gain. Or maybe not.
Nope.
No gain. And it's second down and 10. Again, Schein the fullback. Martinez the tailback. Movement in the line. I don't see a flag, and I don't believe that. Here's the pass. It is almost picked off by Colton Leibye down at the 15-yard line.
This guy's terrible.
He didn't see that jump, and the coaches are all over him. I don't understand how you miss that.
You're not watching.
All three coaches are around that official. He's got to know he messed up. My goodness.
Unbelievable.
That really is. You know, I do know that one of these officials out here were at the junior high game last night. Wing right, I formation, rolling left, and now whistles blow. And the Yeoman call a timeout before that play could develop. We'll take a quick break with them with 5:53 remaining in the game. The Yeoman lead this one 41-7. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Join the Bling Box this Saturday at the Cameron Arts and Crafts Fair. Lots of fall items on sale, like boots, tunics, pants, jewelry, scarves, and so much more. And stop by the Bling Box for great savings all week long. It's the Fall Festival Madness Sale, going on now at the Bling Box. Downtown 111 North Central in Cameron. And this Saturday at the Cameron Arts and Crafts Fair at the Cameron Park. And remember, you can now find the Bling Box online at theblingboxonline.com.
So I did get information on the sidelines about one of those calls. And the coach said, you're going to watch that on video, right? And he says, yes, sir. Send me your email address. I don't know. Anyway, do the officials review these?
No.
They don't critique themselves?
No, not unless it's sent to
them. So pretty much they don't get any better if they don't critique themselves. Interesting. Well, it's been a rough night for the officials and for Academy, and, you know, we're just thankful this isn't close. Caleb Hill, the quarterback, now relieving Glenn Denning. He'll go under center with a wide receiver to each side and an I formation, and he drops straight back 5 yards and throwing long downfield. And Justin Pratt on the coverage. Looks like he wrestled the ball away from the receiver. Let's see who they give it to.
It's coming back. It doesn't matter.
Well, it might.
Oh, no. No, I thought there was going to be a hold there. Edgar Luna thought there was going to be a hold. There's going to be a roughing the passer penalty at the end of this play.
Oh, my goodness. And it looked like Justin Pratt came up with the ball anyway. But they're going to give possession to Academy.
Wow.
This is almost comical, guys. I mean, we've called lots of football in our time. The Yeomen are just bumfounded. Now they're going to mark off 15 more against the Yeomen, or half the distance to the goal. At least it should be. Which is going to place the ball at the right outside the 10-yard line. What looked like an interception by Justin Pratt and a holding call against Academy turns into a reception and a roughing the passer call. Wide receivers to both sides, I formation. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. And Hill wants to throw a quick pass. It is caught and into the end zone for the touchdown. Goes Philip Redwine. And you got to give a little bit of credit to the black and white on that drive.
A little bit?
Well, a whole lot.
Pretty much the whole drive.
Yeah.
Except for that touchdown play.
That was a pretty good touchdown play, though.
Yeah.
Can't take that away from him. That was a good... good pass by Caleb Hill, and Redwine was pretty tough running after the catch to get into the end zone. 5:28 remaining, and that capped off an 8-play, 72-yard drive. And the extra point coming up as McCullough will hold for Biggum. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it is good. And with 5:28 remaining, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman leading the Academy Bees 41-14. We're back to Academy right after this.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes, too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle today. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer. 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
And we are back as the Bumblebees will tee it up and kick it off to the Yeoman. After the 72-yard drive, aided by penalties and some pretty bizarre calls, and then some pretty good football. And Biggin will tee it up. Onside kick. High bouncer that goes out of bounds. It looked like Riley Edwards had a shot at that ball on a high bounce at the sidelines, but it bounced over his head and out of bounds, and the Yeoman will have it first and 10 at the 45-yard line. I don't know. I'd be just about mad enough to try to score again. How about you, Coach?
Well... I'd take the ball and go down the football field if I could, but that's...
Yeah. If that happens, it happens. Midfield after the penalty is marked off.
Lie-by going in at quarterback.
And Jaywan Anderson, the running back, as the Yeoman puts Samari right now wide to the right along with Austin Christie. Sheffield and Sims wide to the left. So lots of new faces in offensively for the Yeoman. Lie-by will hand off to Jaywan, who is caged up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Yeah, I'd just like to see Samari Wright with a pass in the secondary.
Yep.
That'd be pretty exciting. He is one of the three wide receivers out to the near side, the wide side of the field, as Lie-by will take the snap, and he'll hand off to Anderson again. Anderson coming to the near side, turns the corner across the 40. The 35 cuts inside to the 30 and down to the 26-yard line goes Jaywan Anderson, a 24-yard gallop.
Well, some great blocking again. Coach talked about it on that touchdown run by Denio earlier in the night. And great receiver blocking out there on that outside once again, including a great block by Samari out here on the far edge.
Those guys, they can't get off of those blocks, and so Anderson's just running for about 5, 6, 7, 8 yards with nobody around him.
Trips this time go wide to the left, Samari Wright alone wide to the right. Lie-by will take the snap, and he will option right side to Jaywan, who changes directions because there was no makes some room. He's inside the 20, the 15, the 10. There is a penalty down at the 3 for an illegal block as Jaywan Anderson makes it to the end zone on a 26-yard run, but this one's going to be marked back. Wow. They've got that penalty at the 10-yard line, and that Austin that penalty actually occurred at about the 3. The collision where the penalty flag was thrown was around the 3-yard line, but they mark it back from the 10 all the way to back to the 20-yard line, which now they're wondering, is that a first down or not? They are moving the chains. It is first and 10 from the Malares Discount Center red zone just inside the 20-yard line. Jaywan can make some things happen. And now Zach Riola checks in at running back. Jaywan got robbed of a touchdown there on a cutback, an option play that had nowhere to go in the direction of the option, so he just changes directions on a dime and makes it into the end zone. Trips go wide to the left, Shelton alone wide to the right. Lie-by in at quarterback, and Zach Riola, the running back now.
Now we're moving the chains again.
Now they're moving the chains back.
This just goes.
This is comical, guys.
It really is.
Now it's first and 5.
Now it is first down and 5?
Yes.
That's better
yes.
than first and 10.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So the penalty marked off against us, but goes in our favor.
Yes.
Trips wide to the left. And the handoff is to Raiola. This is a kind of a naked bootleg by Colton Leibye, who keeps it around the right side and only had to beat one man down at the 5-yard line. An ankle tackle there by Riley Edwards, and it's first and goal from the 6.
I'm pretty sure. Shh, listen.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm pretty sure that nobody on this crew knows what's going on. At first, I thought it was just the side judge on this side, but I'm thinking nobody does.
I think you're pretty close to right.
All right, we'll take it down to the sidelines.
All right, first and goal. As Leibye, no, it's a direct snap to Raiola, who takes it and fights through, still fighting and legs churning. He's in. Touchdown. Yeoman.
Well, you know, Zach doesn't get many chances to score touchdowns. No. He's a defensive player.
Yeah, he was going to make it.
He was determined, wasn't he?
Those legs were churning, and now they're playing a fight song. Touchdown, Yeoman.
And the Yeoman go up 47-14. You know, my prediction, Coach,
I know,
was 48-0.
When did you say that?
Ask Coach.
I said it at the dinner table. I must have been in the bathroom.
I said 48-0, though. Coach and I were talking that they probably wouldn't score on us unless it was a fluke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Colton Shelton holes for Michael Yvonne, and the Milam Auto Carquest extra point is good. And I've gotten half of it right, but the game's not over. 48-14, our score. 3:19 remaining. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. I think we'll just keep it right here. As, let's see, the Yeoman march 55 yards in 5 plays on that scoring drive. A 24-yard Anderson run, a 26-yard touchdown run by Anderson was called back, and then Zach Raiola puts the finishing touches with a 6-yard TD run. 5 of those yards were with folks on his back. And the Yeoman go up 48-14, and that is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. 5 plays, 55 yards. We'll have a talk with Coach Rick Rhodes after the game at our post-game show.
I think we should ask him about the officiating.
No, probably not. Probably not.
It might be okay since it's such a big win, you know, a lopsided win.
Well, fortunately, it didn't have a bearing on this game.
Right. That's the fortunate thing. 3:19 remaining. The Yeoman will tee it up. It is McCullough and Martinez back at their 5-yard line to receive this boot from Michael Yvonne. And here we go. Line drive kick. It's going to go out of bounds. And we've got some collision activity going on at the 38-yard line after the ball is already out of bounds. 48-14 is our score. And it looks like the Bumblebees will take the ball. Where it went out, they'll mark off the 5-yard penalty from there. And have it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Well, after a first half of just 35 yards and penalties, and we were bragging on them, they've come back now and had 15, 30, 45, 60 yards in penalties here in the second half.
Hill goes under center, I formation. And a toss left side to McCullough. Follows a blocker, breaks into the secondary, and dives up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. That's a 12-yard run. Actually, they're going to spot that back at the 40-yard line, which is exactly what they needed for a first down. I didn't see that spot either. It looked like he was clearly over the 40. Maybe 2 or 3 yards. I formation, wing right, toss right to Martinez. He's hit in the backfield for a loss. Zach Raiola brings down Martinez for a 3-yard loss, 2-yard loss, 3-yard loss. -3 for on the carry.
Well, we've had a caller back at the radio station who said the NFL replacement refs are back to reffing. Centex High School football.
Well, I think these guys would. I don't know. Wing right, I formation. Hill under center. And he will hand off again to the tailback. That is McCullough, who fights his way up across midfield. That is a 13-yard run, and it'll move the chains.
And McCullough has just gone over 100 yards, 103 yards on 22 carries.
Sophomore. McCullough is a sophomore. And you'll hear his name a lot in the future. Pretty good running back. Martinez now the tailback. As Hill goes under center, wing right, I formation. And a fumble on the snap, and now Hill will keep it around the right side. He is hit and driven back.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. And his forward progress will net him no yardage.
And lots of new faces out there on defense like there was on offense. A couple of the starters are still out there.
And the clock is rolling with a minute 33 remaining. And the Bees are just content to keep the ball in their possession. Again, wing left, I formation. And the toss sweep to Martinez to the near side. And he is going to break free into the secondary. He's inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line before Austin Christie brings him down. Again, reminds you, the not too many faces in the starting lineup out there defensively now for the Yeoman.
And there haven't been for most of the fourth quarter.
That was the biggest play from scrimmage for Martinez.
25 yards.
And he is up to how many yards?
He's only up to about 36.
36 on how many carries?
14. 11?
14. I formation, one man wide to the right, and that's where Hill. No, Hill's looking wide left, and Pratt is there, and Pratt almost comes down with the interception at the goal line. Looked around just in time, got his hands up, had his hands on the ball, but couldn't haul it in.
How about this one? Florence is now on top with 6 minutes left in that game with Troy. It's 34-28, and still a 20-7 game in Lago Vista as far as we know. Rangers are still behind, too.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
48-14 here. The Yeoman lead it. I formation, wing right, and Hill will roll to his right, wants to throw. Sets up and throws one in no man's land. I believe that was probably intended for David Schein.
That was intended because he was about to get hammered. He let that ball go. Under pressure.
Clock stops the clock with 45 seconds remaining. And McCullough back in for Martinez at tailback. Again, a lot of new faces out there defensively for the Yeoman. Getting some depth work. Wing left, I formation, as Hill will toss sweep to McCullough left side. McCullough is around the corner and spins down at about the 15-yard line. They're going to keep the clock rolling, though, as he did not quite get out of bounds. And now, on a first and, well, they've moved the chain, so we don't know. It's going to be short. Fourth down and a yard. The clock, for some reason, has stopped. Now they're moving the chains, and it says it's a first down. Okie dokie. First and 10. Now the clock is rolling. Under 30 seconds to play. Wing left, I formation. Toss sweep, left side, McCullough. No, that's Martinez. He's hit hard. And brought down after a yard gain.
13-2A Division I final. Marlin beats Salado tonight. That's a final 17-7. Still a 34-28 game, Florence leading Troy. And, of course, the last update we had was McGregor over Lago Vista.
Here's the final play of the game. Hill back, wants to throw. Quick pass right side. This one is picked off. Intercepted on the final play of the game by Colton Sheffield.
Yep.
Yeah, Colton Sheffield. He's pretty good at catching the football. He picks it off at about the 5-yard line, and that'll do it as the Cameron Yeomen go to 5-0, 2-0 in district play with a 48-14 win over the Academy Bumblebees. We'll be back with our post-game show live from Academy in just a moment.
Just because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity. At prices you can't afford.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeomen go to 5-0 on the season, 2-0 in district play with a 48-14 win over the Academy Bumblebees on the road tonight in Academy. The Yeomen will be back home next week to take on Lago Vista, whom maybe Lago coach was looking a little bit ahead tonight. I don't know. I mean, you don't look ahead of a team like McGregor.
No, you don't. You certainly don't.
I think they found that out tonight. Not sure what that final is.
In their own backyard. Yeah, that's the thing about it.
In their stadium that seats 300. Let's see. Rob has Coach Rhodes down on the field now. Let's take it down there.
All right. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Kind of a weird night officiating-wise, and I promised myself I wouldn't say anything. I promised myself I wouldn't say that. But, you know, fortunately tonight, And you don't have to comment on that, but fortunately tonight, this game didn't come down to some of that.
Fortunately, you're right. And I was proud of the way our kids, you know, we got some calls that, you know, could have gone either way. But our kids responded real well, you know, and I was proud of that. I was proud of the way they came out and played. You know, we're getting better and better. That's the exciting thing. We're getting better and better.
Offensively tonight, things definitely going well. And defensively, the interceptions, the takeaways, some of you and I were talking about this morning on your radio show, and you come up big on the plus side there tonight, too.
Well, that's something that we look at every week. You know, we keep it up on our board, and we look at it every week. Coming into this game, we were plus six on the year. And so I don't know what we turned out, you know, what it ended up tonight. But, I mean, it's no coincidence. When you look at the seasons where you got a great season, you're going to be way up there in the takeaways, you know. And so that's encouraging. We're doing some good things right now, some good things.
All right, you got these two games out of the way, the win over Salado, the big win tonight. Got a tough three-game stretch starting next week with Lago Vista, who we understand loses to McGregor tonight. And that's a huge game back at Yo Stadium next
week. Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I think, like you said, the next three games, I mean, it's going to go a long ways toward who gets in the playoff and who stays home.
All right.
And so they're big games.
Enjoy this one. Congratulations. Right. Talk to you next week.
All right. Congratulations, too, to Becky Luna, our winner of the $50 gas card tonight. And we'll have a brand-new registration box for that for next week's game as Lago Vista comes to Yo Stadium. Going to be good to be back home, isn't it?
Yes, sirree. The good press box, the whole thing. But it's going to be good because it's going to be a knockdown dragout, and you know the Cameron fans are going to be there.
Well, let's see. Our final again, 48-14, the Yeoman beat Academy, and we'll take a look at some of those final numbers when the postgame show continues live from Academy in just a moment.
There are three companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
We are back. Again, our final from Academy, 48-14. The Yeoman win it in big fashion here tonight. Coach, let's take a look at some of the numbers that support that score.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman had 15 first downs to Academy's 14, but the difference was the total yards. The Cameron Yeoman had 419 to 233. 159 of that was on the ground. 260 was in the air. Jason Capriva was 18 of 25 for 260 yards and three touchdowns. The Academy Bumblebees were 12 passes, completed six for 81 yards and rushed for 168 yards. The turnovers, as Rob talked about with Coach a while ago, three interceptions and a fumble loss were the big, or two big factors in the ball game. Cameron Yeoman have got to get away from those penalties. We thought we were at the end of the first half. It looked like maybe we had corrected a bunch of those things. We've been getting close to double-digit penalties every ball game, but we had three for 35, ended up with nine for 95. And so there's a little area that they can work on. But for the Cameron Yeoman, total dominance, really, by their total, by the defense and their quick striking offense.
Right, there are your numbers. You're listening to our post-game show. Don't forget, coming up shortly after our broadcast here, it is Friday Night Finals, brought to you by Stanley Lind Autoplex. We'll get you caught up as you head home with all of the scores from around Central Texas, mainly those district scores, and yeah, some really surprises tonight. Florence beating, I guess that was a final.
No, that was,
not a final.
No, but they were ahead.
Yeah. And, of course, Lago losing to McGregor tonight.
And Blanco beats Rogers tonight, 28-27.
That is a final.
That is a final.
Blanco.
Oh, my goodness.
Edges Rogers, 28-27, the number five team ranked in the Class 2A. So you'll get a lot of scores on our Stanley Lind Autoplex Friday Night Finals after our broadcast here. We'll be back with more on our postgame show in 30 seconds.
Do you need tire rotation, brake replacement, or an oil change? Then you need to stop by and let the certified service department at Stanley Lind Autoplex go to work for you. Stanley Lind Autoplex has expertly trained mechanics ready to answer your questions and provide you with fantastic friendly service. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 8 to noon. Stanley Lind Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lind Autoplex.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
Welcome back into Glover Stadium at Academy. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley as we wrap our broadcast up tonight. Let's go back and give you some highlights from tonight's action as the Yeomen win it 48-14 is the final. And five turnovers the Yeomen come away with tonight in this win as far as the takeaways go. Yeoman got on the board early as they would drive 70 yards on seven plays, a big 44-yard catch and run part of that drive, and it ended on this touchdown pass from Capriva to Zach Feltz. Now as they spot the ball down at about the three-yard line. Capriva out of the gun with Denio to his right. Twin receivers to each side of the field now. Out of the gun. Capriva back to pass. Throws quickly over the middle into the end zone. Touchdown. And that was Zach Feltz on the other end of that touchdown pass from Jason Capriva. Academy would answer as they would go 41 yards. And the freshman Martinez with a good kick return. And then a 15-yard face mask penalty would move the football down to the 13-yard line. Academy would score on a McCullough touchdown run. Alex McCullough, the sophomore, with a 3-yard run. That would tie the game at 7. Yeoman would get a try, a 37-yard field goal try on their next drive, and it was just wide to the left from Michael Yvonne, and the two teams would trade punts. Academy would fumble the football, and the Yeoman would cash in with 11:07 to go in the second quarter. And ball started on the 50-yard line. A big play on that drive was Colton Shelton with a 47-yard catch. And that drive would end on a Jason Capriva 1-yard touchdown run. And he'll send Shelton, Christie, and Feltz to the right side. Three men. Shuffield to the left side. Denio stands to the left of Capriva. It's an option play. Capriva keeps it, and he'll muscle his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. That would put the Yeoman up 14-7 on the next Academy possession. Edgar Luna blocked a punt, and the Yeoman took over, and once again they would answer from 26 yards out. Two plays. It was a 26-yard Keaton Denio touchdown run.
Five, and he scores. Touchdown, Keaton Denio.
26. Well, you hear the end of that play. That was some great blocking on the outside by the Yeoman receivers to spring Keaton Denio on that run. The extra point failed, and it was 20-7, the Yeoman. Cameron would score again on their very next possession. It went 75 yards. The Yeoman got the ball with a minute 27 to go until halftime. They go 75 yards on two plays. It was a touchdown from Capriva to Feltz for the second time tonight. Matchup out there on the outside.
Trips come to the near side for Capriva, dropping back, has time, looking deep downfield for Zach Feltz. Zach makes the catch at the 40, breaks the tackle to the 30. He's to the 20. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
75 yards.
That score would put the Yeoman up by a score of 27-7. And we went to halftime. In the second half, the two teams would trade punts, and then the Yeoman started taking the ball away. Carranza with an interception with 8:53 to go in the third quarter. That drive would go 77 yards, and the Yeoman would turn the ball on downs down on the goal line. Very next drive, though, the Yeoman take over after a Tyler Sapp interception. And Sapp would be on the finishing touches of that drive after he picked the ball off. And, again, tremendous pressure by the O defensive line and pass rush. A 30-yard touchdown play, this one to Tyler Sapp. Second down and 5 from the 30 out of the shotgun. Drops back, looking left. Pump fake, looking for Tyler Sapp in the end zone. That ball is caught. Touchdown, Yeoman. And that 30-yard touchdown play would make it 34-7, the Yeoman. Very next possession, it was Colton Labai with the third interception of the second half, and he took it all the way back 55 yards for the score.
And Bumblebees are doing, still doing, the clock rundown between plays. That is, I guess that keeps the ball out of the hands of the Potent Yeo offense.
Wide receiver right. Pass to the wide receiver. Picked off. That is picked off by Colton Leibai, and he is taking it to the house. A 55-yard interception return for a touchdown. Colton.
That was the third interception of the second half as Leibai takes it all the way back 55 yards. Extra point is good. 41-7. Yeoman lead it. Academy would march 72 yards on the following possession. Eight plays. Philip Redwine with an 11-yard touchdown catch. And then the Yeomen were not done. They would get one more score on the night as they took over at their own 45-yard line. They go 55 yards on five plays. Zach Raiola finishes it on this 6-yard touchdown run. Raiola, who takes it and fights through, still fighting and legs churning. He's in. Touchdown. Yeoman. As Raiola didn't get many chances offensively, starter at linebacker, but he comes in and he gets the touchdown there, and the Yeoman go on to win this ball game by a final of 48-14. Time to select our MVP coach. Tonight's Standards Home Health and Hospice most valuable player
is going to be Jason Capriva, the quarterback, 18 of 25 for 260 yards and three touchdowns.
And once again, no interceptions.
No interceptions.
Second straight week that he has been perfect in that category. So Jason Capriva is our Standards Home Health and Hospice most valuable player tonight. Standards Home Health and Hospice, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Home Health and Hospice, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Well, our final tonight, 48-14. Yeoman improved to 5-0 on the season, 2-0 in 13-2A Division I. And we want to thank our sports team tonight, Ian Eunice back at the ranch, along with Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed. Jerry Bethel snapping the camera tonight for KMIL.com. And, of course, thanks to our account executives, Denise Tao, Sherry Smitherman, and all of our sponsors that make our broadcast possible of Cameron Yeoman football. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way next. Here on the ranch, Brett Eberhardt, Dallas Reed will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action tonight on the gridiron. Join us tomorrow morning, high school football scoreboard, an in-depth look at the games across the heart of Texas on the air tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7:45. That concludes our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football tonight. For Ed and Joe, I'm Rob. Again, our final Cameron 48, Academy 14. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Academy.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer. Standards Home Healthcare and Hospice. Ebco Development. By Anderle Lumber Company, the Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning. Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch. By Smile at the World Orthodontics. Capolino Dodd and Krebs. Budget Host Inn and Suites. By Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative. Marek Burns Laywolf Funeral Home. Milo Model Supply, your Carquest Park Store. By Little River Materials. Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces. Cox AC and Heating. Texas Land Bank by Cameron Nursing Center, Rattler's Convenience Stores, Cameron Tire Store, and Citizens National Bank. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production.